Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Joplin. Season number 2 gets started tonight as Northwest Missouri State faces Missouri Southern in an MIAA matchup here this evening. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, it's kind of a strange dynamic just as the two teams, or I guess all four teams, really felt like you were getting into the flow of a season. You're starting to play some games, getting about 10, 11 games into the season. Next thing you know, you're off for a while. You played one game over a couple of week period, and here you're expected to be ready to go, and really no room for error from here on out.
No, there isn't. A lot of games in the short period of time for the Northwest men's and women's teams. They turn around on Saturday, head over to Pittsburgh, Kansas, and face Pittsburgh State in games, which will be 11:30 for the women and then 1:30 for the men. So a lot of games within a short period of time. And you look at Missouri Southern on the women's side, 19 days off since their last game, a loss to Harding. And for the Northwest men, a little bit of a different scenario with that trip to Hawaii. They got in a couple more games than what Missouri Southern men's team has had. So their last actual game was on December 8th. They played an exhibition last Friday. But so the Northwest men might be a little tuned up, and also had that game on Saturday afternoon, or non-conference game with Central Methodist. So the Northwest men probably should be a little bit more ready for action tonight than the rest of these teams, just because they haven't had quite as an extended layoff as everyone has had.
And it is a dynamic that really all the teams are kind of facing to some extent, as you mentioned. So it's just a matter of who comes out most mentally prepared and ready to go tonight.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I think when you look at the way the schedule shapes up for the MIAA, we're going to see a few more the Thursday and the Saturday road doubleheaders like Northwest has on this swing to Joplin and then to Pittsburgh, Kansas on Saturday before they get we'll still have those Monday or the Wednesday Saturday matchups, but a few more Thursday Saturdays matched up just to the travel situation with the increased teams in the MIAA.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern, our doubleheader tonight. We'll be back with more from Joplin after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at the Leggett and Platt Center on the Missouri Southern campus, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern are doubleheader here tonight. And, John, when you look at this Northwest women's team, come in with an 8-2 record, 2-0 in the MIAA. I think before the season, if you said they'd be at this point going into January, you'd say, hey, that's great, we'll take that. But one thing you hope for is now that they're there, you hope they're hungry to keep getting wins.
And I think Coach Markell is going to do everything he can to keep them hungry to go out and continue to improve. I think that's the thing. They're 8-2 right now, but there's still room for improvement for this team, and that's one of the things he's been stressing is you have to take steps each game to continue to fight to get better. It's been a team that has been very aggressive. It's one of the things I like to see out of this squad. They've been diving after loose balls, hustling out there both offensively and defensively, and really for the most part have been very unselfish and looking for the best shot out of their offense, and it's all paid off up to this point now. A lot of basketball left to be played, but you have to like where they're at right now.
And with this Missouri Southern team, not really sure what to fully anticipate. Really only two players that have experience with this team. You look at 8 transfers on the roster, so it's kind of tough to know exactly what to expect from Southern this year.
There's been a lot of optimism with what Maryam Mitch has brought in this year, and one of the areas is it's probably the best she's had in the post position in a number of years. Shantae Clay coming in from Minnesota has been in there, but Dominique Mosley's added a lot inside on the boards. They've moved Aaron Rice, primarily who has been a starter, into a sixth person coming off the bench. That was a little bit of an adjustment for Aaron, but she's been making that transition, playing well the last several games. So they're probably a little deeper than they've been in the past. Inside game, much better. Where they've been struggling some, a little bit of turnovers out of their point guard position. And the feeling is if they can cut down on some of those turnovers, this could be a good season for Missouri Southern.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern are doubleheader tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest Women, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Northwest Missouri State graduate Larry Lee has returned to the Northwest campus as the Director of Business Development and Tenant Relations for the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Lee originally came to Northwest as a non-traditional student and says Northwest professors helped make him feel comfortable as a non-traditional student.
A lot of experiential learning involved and just some great professors, both at the undergraduate level as I finished that up in 93 and then also with my MBA in 94.
Lee says his degree led to a job at Northwest following graduation.
Actually went to work for Northwest Missouri State University. With one of their outreach programs, the Small Business and Technology Development Center in St. Joseph. And I stayed there for a couple of years before leaving and going to UMKC. And I was with UMKC until February of this year, and I came back to Northwest, which was kind of a fun thing to do, come back to the old alma mater.
Lee says he's enjoyed being able to return to the Northwest campus and his new position.
The Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is truly a jewel that Northwest has. But it's a jewel that is not known far and wide in the region. So part of my job is to get that information out.
1994 graduate of Northwest Missouri State's MBA program, Larry Lee.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back on the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, you and I are just talking. It's kind of a weird time. You guys really got going. Basketball season felt like it was in full swing. And then the last few weeks, you've kind of had to hit the brakes a little bit, especially in terms of games. But what's it like trying to get the team restarted? Because really you don't have a lot of time to, I guess, knock the rust off.
Yeah, no, we didn't, and you kind of always anticipate when they come back after having, I think we had a 9-day break with just no basketball, that they're going to be a little rusty, and kind of joked with them. We didn't make any shots for about 2 or 3 days in practice, and then it finally starts coming back to them a little bit. Conditioning comes back a little bit. I'm still, I don't know if nervous is the right word, but it'll be interesting to see where we are. Are we really there? And we're doing it with we practiced 2 days ago with 8 players, one hurt, one with a concussion. So Dana, my GA, is practicing all the time, one of our red shirts, and we have no subs. So, you're kind of conscientious about you know, going too hard because everybody's getting every rep, but then at the same time keeping that edge and that motivation. So we've had to balance that a little bit this week. So, yeah, I guess I'm kind of excited in a sense to see kind of where we are right now.
And I guess teams, not just you, are in the same situation. It's just a matter of what team comes out ready to go.
Yeah, and I think that's both ways for Missouri Southern and for us. And, you know, that's still, I mean, I have that kind of butterfly feeling in my stomach right now just because I still don't know our team, not so much as ever the other team. It's just the team I'm coaching and where are we at and are we ready to go and beat a quality team again on the road. You know, the last time I feel like we really did this was Rogers State, and that wasn't a great start. It ended up being a good win, but it wasn't the way we wanted to win one of those kind of games. So I think we're going to be back probably in a similar situation tonight against the team that's going to pressure us and probably get after us a little bit. And so we're going to be tested on the road in conference play, and that's a whole other thing too that we haven't experienced as an MIAA game on the road.
Now, we've talked about how the team really has made a lot of strides just through the first 10 games. Do you have to get on the game floor to find out if the progress you have made is still there?
Yeah, you know, and it's awfully difficult to replicate that in practice, and especially with only 10 players, and like I said, 8 the other day, so we had to bring in some of our guy practice players just to get us some bodies and speed us up and things too. So, yeah, we need to play games like this. We need to play Pitt on Saturday and see what we're made of against a ranked team on the road. So every time we get together, as I've said all year, is a learning experience for coaches and players.
Now, with this Missouri Southern team, you mentioned you're probably expecting a little bit up-tempo, a little bit of pressure. What are they bringing? I mean, there's a lot of new names on this team in terms of the fans looking at them, not really knowing what to expect.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I don't know much about them last year. Obviously, I can compare stats and stuff, but it's really 2 main players from last year's team that are back, so it doesn't do us any good either way because I wasn't here, so it's okay. We're learning it all new, but they got a great player in Aaron Rice, who's been coming off the bench, but it sounds like we'll start tonight, who poses all sorts of problems. A big kid inside, a transfer from the University of Minnesota, who's a quality player. And then some guards that can get it going, too. So they have nobody that averages double figures, but they got about everybody that averages 5 or 6 points up to 10. So, you know, a lot of kids that can hurt you in a different way. So, you know, I think on the road, you got to buckle down defensively, and that's where we're going to win it, regardless of if we're making shots or not, is we've got to key in on the defensive end and get stops.
Does it make it a little bit tougher when you do see a team like that statistically, where it seems like there's a lot of even keel and you don't necessarily know who to take out of the game?
Yeah, I mean, you do. You know, you kind of have to wait and see what's kind of flow of the game, I guess. And if somebody gets a hot hand, then obviously we'll have to key on that. But, yeah, it's not like we know going in that this one kid is this great 3-point shooter and they're running her off to all these screens and she's getting 12 threes a game. It's pretty evenly distributed amongst shots, who takes the threes and makes the threes. And, you know, and they're going to spread us and try to, you know, just do a lot of cutting offensively. And they've got a few sets that are pretty good. And, you know, against Drury, they looked really, really good. You know, and if it's that team, if Missouri Southern shows up and played against Drury, we're going to have our hands full.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you, Matt.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak.
God, you're ugly.
And dumb.
Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
And that dress is totally hideous. Disgusting.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it. Don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We inherited this business from our father.
Who got it from his father?
We needed an emergency preparedness plan in case of fire, cyber attack,
or anything.
So we went to Ready.gov and got free checklists, templates, and more to be prepared. Thanks to Ready.gov, we worry less about keeping Rizzo and Sons in business.
Only it should be Rizzo and grandsons.
And granddaughter.
Right.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
Having a conversation with your child is like putting money in the bank. Every time you ask your child,
"So, how was your day?"
you've just added to your conversation trust account. And it's good advice to have little chats with your child as often as you can. Because someday, when they're teenagers, it may pay off big dividends.
"Dad, can I ask you something?"
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back in Joplin, the Northwest Missouri State women about set to face Missouri Southern as we look at the starting lineups for today's ballgame. First four, Missouri Southern, they come in with a 6-3 record, 0-1 in the MIAA. Coach Marianne Mitz putting Aaron Rice into the starting lineup tonight, a 6'2" senior out of Cole Camp, Missouri, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. T. Singleton is a 5'6" junior out of Harvey, Louisiana, a transfer in from Jefferson Community College, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. Shatara Stone is a 5'8" junior from Fort Smith, Arkansas, transferred to the program from Arkansas State. Shante Clay is a 6'2" junior out of Chicago and a transfer from the University of Minnesota. Sharice Jones is a 5'8" freshman from St. Charles, Missouri. She averages 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. On the other side, for Northwest Missouri State with an 8-2 mark, 2-0 in the MIAA. Coach Mark Kellogg going with Timber Schechinger, a 5'10" freshman from Manila, Iowa, averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha, averaging 11 points and 2 rebounds a game, leads the team with 23 three-pointers made. Monique Stevens, a 5'3" junior from Australia, averaging 6.5 points and 3 rebounds a game, leads the team with 41 assists. Annie Matthews is a 5'10" sophomore from Plattsmouth, Nebraska, averages 10 points a game and leads the team, pulling down 8 rebounds a contest. Maggie Marnin rounds out the starting lineup for Northwest, a 6'3" sophomore from Stewart, Iowa. She averages 11 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. There are your starters. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern are doubleheader tonight from Joplin. We're back with the tip of the women's matchup after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com. Northwest Missouri State University awarded 459 students with their academic degrees during its winter commencement ceremony. The total was the second highest for a winter commencement ceremony in the school's history. The university awarded 355 bachelor's degrees, 98 master's degrees, and 6 specialist in education degree candidates. The top 3 undergraduate majors in the graduating class were elementary education, business management, and agricultural business. The top graduate degree was applied computer science.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, just a couple of minutes away from the tip of the women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern tonight. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, the month of January could be an opportunity for these Northwest Missouri State teams. Looking at it right now, you think, that's tough scheduling. They've only got two out of their eight games in January at home. But if you get some wins in those games, that means the bulk of your games in February are at home, and you really would have an opportunity. But the trick is you got to pick off some of those games on the road this month.
Yeah, you do, and tonight would be a great night to start that against Missouri Southern. It'll be a tough task. Missouri Southern women playing very well right now, and the Missouri Southern men also similar situation. But you got to play them on the road at some point during the season. You might as well take advantage of it early and then go into February with a chance to do some damage at home. Now, normally you'd like to see things spread out a little bit. Some of the teams are able to do that, but there are a lot of teams in Northwest both in January, then a lot of teams that will be having things a little bit reversed where they will be on the road a lot in February. So if you make it through January in good shape, then February could be an exciting month at Bearcat Arena.
I would think if you ask coaches and players, they would much prefer to have the multiple road games in January over February.
Yeah, and again, if you take advantage of things and pick up a few wins on the road, could make for a good season, but I think you're right. It's just that you're coming off Christmas break. Everyone should be fresh right now to where you can maybe handle the rigors of the travel a little bit easier than you can in February. So if that's the case, we'll see how things go in the next few weeks.
And the Bearcat teams will be staying down in this area. Of course, not much of a turnaround. They'll have, for the women, a Saturday morning start at Pittsburgh State. So they will stay in town tonight, head over to Pittsburgh, get some practice time in Pittsburgh, Kansas. So a very short turnaround time with an earlier tip-off on Saturday and a Thursday night game. In the MIAA, that's about as short a time as you get between games.
And we talked about this with Coach Kellogg. He's used to this coming out of the Rocky Mountain. And it probably seems like a little bit of a favor, too, because normally in the Rocky Mountain they play Friday, Saturdays with no turnaround time. So he's got a day to play with here.
Two teams out at midcourt here. Maggie Marnin in the center circle for Northwest. Shante Clay, the transfer from the University of Minnesota, in the center circle for Missouri Southern. Coach Marianne Mitz trying to go a little bit the route of a Coach Gene Steinmeier, taking a Minnesota transfer, although a Northwest Minnesota transfer was from volleyball instead of basketball. But
it worked well. Yeah, it worked pretty well for Gene.
And the tip will be controlled by Missouri Southern as they work left to right. Chasing it down on the sideline was T. Singleton. She'll get it over to the left wing for Stone. Stone looks inside. The ball knocked away from Clay, and it's picked up by Schechinger on the baseline. Credit Maggie Marnin with knocking the ball loose. Now across midcourt comes Monique Stevens for Northwest to Schechinger on the right side. Picks up the dribble on the wing. Looks down to the baseline. Gets it to Marnin. Marnin with a bounce pass inside to Matthews. It's tipped loose by Aaron Rice. Goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State.
That's one thing we've seen out of Aaron Rice through her years at Missouri Southern. She dives after loose balls. Does a lot of things to really annoy an opponent. If you're an opponent of her, you hate her. If she's on your team, you really love what she does out there.
Stevens looking for the inbound right side. Nelson puts up a three from the wing. It's off the back of the rim. Matthews there for the rebound. Out to Nelson out top of the key. Onto the left side. It goes to Schechinger in the corner. She'll bring it up to the wing with a dribble. Top of the key to Nelson. Nelson puts it on the floor once. Gets it to the left wing. Matthews with it there. Brings it top of the key over to the right side for Stevens. Stevens spins. Wants to go on the drive to Marnin. Up top. Over to the left wing for Schechinger. Bounce pass inside to Matthews. And Matthews fouled from behind by Aaron Rice as she takes the pass. This will be the first foul of this game, and an inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline left. Not quite a minute in here in this women's matchup. Lenique Stevens looking for the inbound to Matthews, cutting down the lane. Now double team, looking to kick the pass out. Tries to go to Nelson, overthrows it as Nelson had cut away from where she was. So that'll be a turnover. The ball will go back to Missouri Southern with 19:02 to play in the first half. Inbound coming from the front court for the Lions as it works ahead on the right side for Shatara Stone. Stone out between the circles. Singleton now back to Stone in the right corner. Fakes right, goes on the drive, skips it across to the left side. Now to Clay in the left corner. She's double teamed in the corner. The ball knocked loose, picked up by Rice. She's on the drive, jumper in the lane from six. Good for Aaron Rice. First points of this game. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Monique Stevens across midcourt. Picked up between the circles by Singleton. Over to the left side, Nelson. Top of the key, now to Matthews. Matthews with one dribble, works it over to Nelson left side. Now to Schechinger. Right of the key, beyond the arc. Takes one dribble to the top. Over to Matthews on the right wing. One dribble for her to Monique Stevens. Down the right side of the lane, a lob down to Marnin. It was tipped, goes out of bounds underneath. It's off of Shantae Clay. Out of bounds and will belong to Northwest Missouri State.
Well, I think we're seeing out of Missouri Southern. It's not a big surprise for Coach Marianne Mitz. Teams are very physical on defense. A lot of bumping and pushing around. And right now, Northwest is asked to adjust and handle that type of pressure.
Cats will have 6 seconds to work with on the shot clock. They're waiting for Aaron Rice to get her shoe tied here. Now Stevens will inbound it from the baseline left. Gets it left side, Nelson, open, a three-pointer on the way, no good, but she's knocked to the floor and will go to the line for three. Shatara Stone called for her first foul, the second against the Lions, and three opportunities for Ashley Nelson at the free throw line for Northwest.
Northwest catching a break there. Nelson's shot not really close, but again being fouled after she went up and got that shot away, gets a chance to go to the line to get three.
First of the three for Nelson is good. She's now 16 of 23 at the free throw line this season. Does lead the team in three-pointers made, hitting them at a 45% clip so far as the second free throw goes down. On three-pointers, she's 23 of 51. Now I should say 23 of 52. That's just under 45% for Nelson as the third free throw is off the right side of the rim. So it's a 2-2 game. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern just about 2 minutes in here at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin. Stone with it on the left side, still in the backcourt. Nelson guarding her. Long pass to Rice in the right corner. Now up to Singleton, top of the key, over to the left side. Stone to Singleton right. Back over to the left. Dribble drive by Stone into the right corner. Jumper put up now by T. Singleton. It is good, and a foul call. And it looks like we're going to see a very tightly called game here tonight. The bucket will count. And one free throw opportunity coming up for T. Singleton.
And I think if that's the case, that should favor Northwest just a little bit, just because that Missouri Southern is such a physical team. And if they get called for some of that bumping and hand slapping and things like that, hopefully that'll benefit Bearcats.
Singleton misses the free throw, but underneath, Shantae Clay got position on Maggie Marnin. Marnin knocked the ball away from her, but it goes out of bounds. So Missouri Southern will have possession, leading 4-2. With 17:49 to play in the first half. Singleton will inbound on the baseline out near the corner. Lobs it out to Rice, top of the key. She brings it to the right side. Tries to kick the pass out, tipped away by Schechinger off the forehead of Nelson to Marnin. Now gets it to Monique Stevens. Up the right side of the floor she goes. Brings it between the circles for Nelson. Left side, Marnin. Out on the arc. Now to the right side, Stevens on the drive. Into the corner, Nelson, a three-pointer on the way. That one's off. Rebound tipped out. Singleton chases it down on the run. Now loses a handle on the dribble. Chases it into the corner. Up to the right wing for Jones. Now to the corner. Singleton back up to Jones. Looking inside. Can't get it for Shatara Stone. So she'll bring it out top of the key for Clay. Or excuse me, for Stone. Over to the left side it goes. Singleton with it on the wing. Gets it into the corner. Rice with it there. Guarded by Matthews. 10 on the shot clock. Rice to the free throw line. Up with a 15-footer. It's off in front of the rim. Rebound and follow. No good for Shantae Clay, but she draws a foul and will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Missouri Southern. The Northwest foul will go against Timber Schechinger. That is her first. Two against Northwest. And Clay to the free throw line where she's a 68% shooter. And her first one is off the back of the rim. Alexis Bay will enter the lineup for Maggie Marnin for Northwest Missouri State. Bay, a 6'1 senior out of Lenexa, Kansas, averaging 3 points and 4 rebounds a game for Northwest. Second free throw coming for Shantae Clay. That one is up and good. her first point of the ball game. It's a 5-2 lead for Missouri Southern. 3 minutes into it here in Joplin. Monique Stevens with it between the circles. Over to the right side, Nelson. Nelson with a dribble. Tried to go to Matthews, cutting down the right side of the lane. The ball through her hands and out of bounds on the baseline. So Missouri Southern will get it back with 16:51 to play in the first half. Singleton takes the inbound. Stevens back there defensively. She gets it to Rice. Now over to the left side. Stone. Back to Rice. Walks it up the floor. Stevens there defensively. Hounding her in the backcourt. Now over to the left side for Stone. Stone trying to avoid a double team. Still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline. Used up half the shot clock. Trying to get it across the timeline. Now over to the right side. Stone with it on the wing. 8 on the shot clock underneath to Rice. Rice walks the reverse layup. Goes up with the shot. It rattles out. Rebound for Clay. And then a foul as she comes down with the board. So an inbound coming for Missouri Southern on the baseline right. Annie Matthews called for her first for Northwest. Third team foul. The inbound will come from Sharice Jones. Jones on the right side. Gets it into Stone. Stone with a dribble. Thought about the shot, but Schechinger there defensively. Pass out top to Singleton. Tipped by Nelson. Singleton up with it. Into the left corner. Try to go to Jones. And Monique Stevens there defensively. Able to tip it off the hands of Sharice Jones. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State gets it back. Jolie Sharp, a 5'9 junior out of Fort Scott, Kansas. And Fort Scott Community College takes the place of the freshman Sharice Jones. 5-2, Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 16-10 to play in the first half. Stevens with it on the right side. Goes toward the corner. Bounce pass into Matthews. Rice there defensively. Matthews up with a shot. Got it to go off the glass. Tough shot for Annie Matthews, but she got it to fall. And it's a 5-4 game. Missouri Southern with the lead in the basketball. Struggling a little bit with this pressure from Northwest. Now at midcourt, Clay trapped. The ball knocked loose. Nelson goes to the floor after it. Clay goes after it. Gets it. Throws it to midcourt. Picked up by Singleton. Over to the right side for Stone. Stone down toward the baseline. 10 on the shot clock. Lob inside to Rice off her fingertips. Tipped around inside. And going to the floor after it is Alexis Bay. Clay also got a hand on it. Held ball. Possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State.
Northwest full court pressure hasn't resulted in any turnovers, but it's really taken Missouri Southern out of the flow of their offense. And they just really have not been able to get things really going in their half court offense after Northwest got into that full court pressure.
Samantha Soyez, a 5'11 junior out of Goddard, Kansas, checks into the lineup for Missouri Southern. Over to the left side, Bay with it on the wing for Northwest. Bearcats trail by one. Now down low to Matthews, and she'll give the Cats the lead. Nice look down low from Bay to Matthews, and Matthews with 4 points. It's a 6-5 lead for the Northwest women. Soyez with it in the backcourt. Long pass ahead, taken away by Schechinger. Got it in front of Clay, now gives it to Stevens. Stevens to the top of the key with a dribble to Bay on the right side. She takes one dribble. Over to the left for Nelson. Nelson looks in at Matthews. Can't get it to her. Will dribble to the wing. Into the corner for Stevens. Brings it up to the wing. Spins. Goes on the drive. Stumbles. Bounce pass over to Bay. Shot up. Won't go. A lot of contact. No call. And the rebound to T. Singleton. Singleton pushes it up the floor. Doesn't have numbers. Out to the left wing. A three for Shatara Stone off the back of the rim. Rebound Clay. Now to Singleton on the drive. Layup is good for T. Singleton. 4 for Singleton, 7-6 Missouri Southern's lead, 14:35 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with it. On the left side, Stevens on the wing, down low to Bay. Bay kicks it back out. Stevens will take a three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound inside for Missouri Southern. Jalee Sharp out of there with it. Long pass ahead on the right side for Stone. Stone down to the baseline. Offensive foul, knocking Ashley Nelson to the floor. That'll be the second foul on Shatara Stone, third team foul against Missouri Southern. And it brings us to a timeout. 14:20 to play in the first half. 7-6, Missouri Southern's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Joplin, 7-6. Missouri Southern with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 14-20. To play in the first half. And John, one thing we can tell is both teams came to play tonight.
Oh man, it's been a battle so far. A lot of physical play out there. And I think the encouraging thing out of Northwest is they're not backing down from Missouri Southern's physical play. Southern noted for a lot of pushing, a lot of bumping out there and things. And Northwest is staying with them and not being backing down at all and really doing a little bit of it on their own on the defensive side, which resulted in a couple of turnovers and other times just forcing Missouri Southern to take some shots they wouldn't normally take. And Northwest right now, right in this ballgame with a very good Missouri Southern team.
Northwest with the basketball out of the break. Monique Stevens brings it across midcourt, top of the key for Alexis Bay. Now to the right side for Stevens. Stevens down to the baseline on the drive, gets it into Annie Matthews. Matthews back to Stevens in the right corner. Stevens with a dribble, out top for Alexis Bay. Tried to go down low, but a whistle and a foul as that pass comes in to Annie Matthews. And the foul goes on Samantha Soyez, who is guarding Matthews down on the block. That'll be the first on Soyez, fourth team foul. Matthews has gotten three foul calls against Missouri Southern players. Two of those against Shatara Stone, who is on the bench right now. Inbound to Alexis Bay on the right side. She takes one dribble, gives it to Stevens on the right side. Into Schechinger, double team, top of the key for Bay. On the drive, down to Matthews, layup off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. Six already for Matthews. It's an 8-7 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Full court pressure once again. And the inbound for Missouri Southern coming up the left side. Nicole Hartzog gets it back to Soyez across the timeline onto the right side for Corey Dodson. Dodson to Soyez, top of the key. Onto the left side on the wing for Hartzog. Hartzog looking down low. Can't get it there. Brings it out top for Corey Dodson. Now into the right corner. A travel call before a three-point attempt by Nicole Hartzog. That will give it back to Northwest with 13:26 to play in the first half. 8-7 the lead for Northwest. Stevens across the timeline with it. Out between the circles. Over to the left side, Matthews. Now to Stevens, right wing. A three on the way. That one's too strong. And the rebound tip picked up by Jolie Sharp for Missouri Southern. Sharp gives it up to Hartzog. She'll work it between the circles. Left side of the floor, guarded by Schechinger. Now brings it middle of the floor. Over to the right side, Sharp. Now into the corner. Dodson with it there. Dodson looked to go baseline, cut off. Bounce pass inside, knocked away by Bay. Picked up in the corner by Dodson, who tried to go back inside. Bay gets the steal. Outlet to Meredy Scott. Scott will give it up for Stevens on the run right side. Long pass for Annie Matthews, and Matthews fouled again. The fourth time she has been fouled by a Missouri Southern player. The second time by Samantha Soyez. It's five team fouls. Tell you what, Matthews came to work tonight.
Yeah, Soyez that time, just essentially all she could do to stop that layup was just to hold her. And Matthews able to force another foul there and see if Northwest can take advantage of it.
Ashley Thayer's inbound to the right side for Scott. Scott on the drive, up with a shot, won't go. Rebound on the backside for Jolie Sharp for Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State up by one. Pass ahead to Shantae Clay. Looks inside. Quick pass and a shot by Dominique Mosley. Mosley with her first points, and it's a 9-8 lead for Missouri Southern. Thayer between the circles for Northwest. Over to Matthews on the left side. Guarded by Clay. On to the right for Bay. Into the corner, Thayer. She puts up a three. That one in and out, won't go. Rebound on the baseline for Missouri Southern. Now Timber Schechinger comes in to get a held ball. The possession arrow will give it to Southern. But Jolie Sharp, the one who initially came down with it for the Lions. 12:15 to play in the first half. And for Northwest, Ashley Nelson will check back in. Timber Schechinger will go to the sideline for the Cats. Full court pressure from Northwest. That has caused Missouri Southern some problems here early in this game. In the backcourt with it is Corey Dodson. Now it works around right side for Hartzog. She dribbles across the timeline with it. Now at midcourt, knocked away by Meredy Scott to the floor. Hartzog picks it up. We'll have another held ball here. And Ashley Nelson reaches in to get her hands on it. And a possession arrow this time will give it to Northwest Missouri State.
If there's been a problem for Missouri Southern this season, it's been turnovers out of their guard spot. And they've really struggled getting the ball down the floor against Northwest full court pressure.
Inside 12 minutes to play in the first half. Matthews at the left elbow into the corner for Thayer. there, dribbles it up to the wing, top of the key, Scott open, a three on the way, off the right side of the rim, and then on the rebound, a foul against Northwest. This one will go on Annie Matthews. That will be the second on Matthews. She has two of the four team fouls against Northwest. T. Singleton back in for Missouri Southern, taking the place of Corey Dodson. Timber Schechinger back in for Northwest. She replaces Annie Matthews. Inbound for Missouri Southern. They lead Northwest Missouri State by one. In the backcourt with it is Jolie Sharp. Gets it middle of the floor for Hartzog. Across the timeline, left Singleton. Back to Hartzog. Now over to the right side for Sharp on the wing. Hartzog top of the key. Look to go right. Instead, over to the left. Singleton with it there. Skip pass to the right. This time for Sharp. Out top, Hartzog puts up a three. That one off the back of the rim. Long rebound tip. And Sharp will come out of there with it for Missouri Southern. Hartzog over to the left side. Schechinger got over there defensively. Got a hand on the basketball. Knocks it into the Bearcat bench. So Missouri Southern will inbound. 11-19 to play in the first half. A 9-8 lead for the Lions over Northwest Missouri State. Hartzog's inbound comes out between the circles for Singleton. Singleton on to the left wing. Finds Sharp. Out top, Singleton. Singleton to the free throw line. Gets a pass down low. Mosley spins. Kicks it out right side. Hartzog. Hartzog tries to drive. Cut off into the right corner. Clay travels to the basketball on the shot fake. That will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. And turnovers continue to be a problem for Missouri Southern. Would like to see Northwest take a little better advantage of it. It's not terrible right now, but they could have a lead.
Yeah, it's a long way to go in this one, but they've missed on some opportunities where they've forced a stop, either a defensive stop or a turnover, getting the ball back, and just haven't resulted in turning those into points.
Sharice Jones back in the lineup along with Aaron Rice for Missouri Southern. 11 minutes to play in the first half. Schechinger down the right side of the lane for Northwest. Trip to the basketball as she goes up with a shot. Draws a foul and will head to the free throw line. Jolie Sharp called for the foul, her first, team's sixth. And Schechinger to the free throw line where she is 11 of 14 this season. Chance to give the Bearcats the lead. If she can hit both free throws, 10:54 to play in the first half. First free throw by Schechinger is good. That'll tie the game at 9. Second one coming up for the freshman out of Manila, Iowa. And that one on the way, and it's good. Nothing but net on both, and it's a 10-9 lead for the Northwest women. 10:53 to play in the first half as Missouri Southern brings it up the floor. Rice with it in the backcourt over to the left side for Sharp. Sharp cross-court to Singleton. Dribbles down toward the baseline, bobbles the ball, throws it out top, taken away by Merity Scott. Scott over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson stops on the wing, gives it up for Thayer. Back over to the left side. Nelson open, a three on the way. That one in and out won't go. Rice with the rebound for Missouri Southern. She'll push it up the floor to the top of the key. Down the lane. Up with the shot. A lot of contact. A collision. Rice bowled down two Bearcat players. And the official's going to call the foul on Northwest.
Of course, Kellogg over on the Bearcat bench up thinking that should have been more of a charge than a block on Northwest. But unfortunately, he's not going to get the call.
Alexis Bay picks up her first. It's the team's fifth. And Aaron Rice will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Missouri Southern. She is 10 of 14 at the free throw line. And it looks like maybe some blood on the floor, I believe. I saw one of the officials pointing to his nose like somebody maybe had a bloody nose or something. And now both teams have headed toward the sideline to huddle up. Now they just say official's timeout. I'm wondering if maybe there isn't something on the floor somewhere. Nobody doing anything.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
it.
I'm not seeing anybody come out. I'm really and not seeing athletic training staff for either team.
Now
it looks like a Missouri Southern athletic trainer may be coming over to attend to something now.
Well, and looking at the sideline, Alexis Bay has a bloody nose that they're tending to. So. And we see Doc Harz over there taking in the game tonight. Always good to see Doc.
Not that far of a drive for him for games down in this area.
No. And they are cleaning up some blood just underneath the basket. So Alexis Bay did take contact to the nose on that collision underneath the basket. So she will be out of the lineup. Maggie Marnin checking back in for Northwest. And Aaron Rice will be going to the free throw line for Missouri Southern. Now that they've got everything cleaned up. So basically kind of a free timeout for the two teams. And Rice to the line for the first time tonight. It's a 10-9 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. First free throw good for Rice.
Rice getting a start tonight, and this is her second start of the season. She struggled a lot early on, just trying to cope with the fact of being that sixth man off the bench. But as the season's gone along, she kind of adjusted to that role, now getting a start tonight.
Second free throw good for Rice, so Missouri Southern back on top by one. 10:25 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Over to the left side, Schechinger with it. On to the right for Thayer. She's got it on the wing. Thayer to the top of the key for Scott. Meredith Scott back over to Thayer on the right. She directs some traffic, works it to Nelson, top of the key. Over to the left wing with a dribble. Marnin out right side, now to Thayer. Thayer with a dribble, top of the key for Nelson. 8 on the shot clock, back over to Thayer on the right wing. To Nelson, she's open, puts up a 3. That one good. Ashley Nelson knocks one down from outside the arc. Her team leading 24th 3 of the season, 5 points for Nelson, and it's a 2-point Northwest Missouri State lead. 9:48 to play in the first half. Rice across midcourt with a pass to Singleton right side. Singleton on the drive, kicks it out to the left. Sharice Jones with it on the wing. Down into the right corner. Singleton on another drive, up with the shot. That one bounces around and goes for T. Singleton. 6 for Singleton. That's double her season average. And we're tied at 13. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 9:24 to go in the first half. Marnin with a 15-footer left side. Good for Maggie Marnin. Marnin with her first points, back to a 2-point Bearcat lead. Pressure in the backcourt from Northwest. Aaron Rice with it, bringing it up the middle of the floor. Now Ashley Thayer comes up defensively. Rice tries to dribble across midcourt. Nelson comes up to help out. Now Rice across the timeline. Pass tipped by Thayer, picked up by Nelson. Nelson across the timeline, over to Schechinger right side. A dribble, shot fake, got Rice to fly by, and then Schechinger hits the shot. That's 4 for Timber Schechinger, and it's a 4-point lead for Northwest. 8:48 to go in the first half. Singleton ahead on the right side to Jonna Tenbridge. Tenbridge will bring it back out to Singleton. Now over to the left side for Jones. Into the corner, Clay. Clay into Rice. Knocked away by Marnin. Loose ball, and it's chased down by Singleton. Singleton to the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass tipped away, and it's kicked by Schechinger. So it'll be Missouri Southern ball after a timeout. 8:30 to play in the first half. 17-13. Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Missouri Southern. We're back to Joplin in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Through the Hughes Family Foundation, the Hughes recently gave $100,000 to assist Northwest Talent Development Center and fund training for student staff. The Hughes gift will also help the TDC purchase furnishings and fund facility improvements that will enhance its collaborative learning environment. The TDC is housed on the second floor of the B.D. Owens Library and shares space with Northwest Writing Center, a unit sponsored by the Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages.
Back in Joplin, 17-13, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Missouri Southern. 8.5 minutes to play in the first half. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, right now, drastic difference in turnovers between the two.
Oh, there definitely is. 12 turnovers for Missouri Southern, just 2 for Northwest. Northwest now scoring 10 points off of those turnovers.
Inbound for Missouri Southern. Jones on the left side. Gets it out on the wing for Tenbridge. Tenbridge will bring it top of the key now to Rice. Dribbles on the wing. Down to the baseline with it. Up with the shot. That one in and out won't go. Marnin there to sweep the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out for Ashley Thayer. She'll bring it across midcourt. Now stops. Wanted to go to Nelson right side. She's knocked to the floor by Tenbridge. Over to the left side for Scott. Back out to Thayer, and Northwest will reset. On to Nelson right side. Brings it top of the key. Gives it up for Meredy Scott. To Nelson right wing. Lob inside for Marnin, and a foul as Marnin comes down with that pass. This is, I believe, on Shante Clay, and that is the case. So that'll be the first on Clay. 7th team foul against Missouri Southern, so a 1-1 opportunity for Maggie Marnin with 7:59 to play in the first half. Marnin, 20 of 24 at the free throw line this year. front end is good, so she'll get a second opportunity. 3 points in the ball game for the sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa. It's an 18-13 lead, the biggest lead of the game for Northwest, as the second free throw from Martin is good. So she hits both. Cole Hartsock checking back in at the guard spot for Missouri Southern, taking place of Jonna Tenbridge. In the inbound for Singleton in the backcourt. Some pressure back there from Northwest. Now gives it up to Hartsock. To Aaron Rice. Rice over to Hartsock on the left wing. Down to Clay in the corner. She's double-teamed there. Throws it out to the wing. Singleton underneath. Rice wide open. Shot tipped from behind by Marnin. And then a foul call will send Rice to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point play. Maggie Marnin called for her second. 16 fouls against Northwest. Marnin frustrated. She thought that was all ball, but you just so often see a block attempt from behind usually turns into a foul call, whether it is or not.
That's the case, and a strong move by Rice on that pivot moving the blocks.
Rice with the one free throw opportunity, knocks it down. She's 3 of 3 from there. 7 points for Aaron Rice, and it's a three-point game. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. 7:36 to play in the first half. Right side, Schechinger into the corner for Scott. Scott brings it up to the wing, top of the key, Thayer. Thayer works it down the left side of the lane, spins, kicks it to Nelson, top of the key, gets a screen from Bay. Now to Bay at the free throw line. Over to the left corner, Schechinger fakes on the three, drives on the baseline, up with a shot knocked away by Aaron Rice, and Rice arguing with the call. That was more of a foul than what she drew just at the other end a minute ago. So that will be the first, or second, rather, on Aaron Rice.
Rice, a very intense player, and one of the things talked about at the outset, she's one of those players that you love to have her on your team. She's one that will drive you crazy if you're playing against her, and very intense that time. Makes the play defensively, but didn't like the call getting the foul call.
Schechinger hits the first of her two free throws attempts. And Kristen Hanna checks into the lineup for Missouri Southern. And Missouri Southern has had all but one of the players on their roster in the lineup in tonight's game, and that one player is injured. So everybody in uniform tonight has already played for Southern. Northwest Timber Schechinger misses the second, so it's a four-point Bearcat lead. Missouri Southern with a basketball. Hartzog on the right side. Out to the top of the key. Singleton on the drive. Pass tip, but Clay comes down with it. Out to Jones, left wing. Into the free throw line, gets it for Hanna. Over to the right, Singleton nearly lost the pass, but picks it up to Clay on the baseline. She's double-teamed. Out top of the key, Hartsock takes a three. That's off right. Rebound for Ashley Nelson for Northwest. Under 7 minutes to play in the first half. Nelson will work it to Schechinger on the right side. Schechinger with one dribble. Now gives it up for Nelson on the left wing. Nelson skips it across right for Thayer. Thayer over to the left, Nelson. She'll bring it top of the key to the free throw line. Now over to the left for Alexis Bay, and a travel call against Ashley Nelson before getting the pass to Bay. We'll give it back to Missouri Southern.
Here a turnover for the Bearcats. They've done a very good job tonight handling the pressure out of Missouri Southern and Missouri Southern's half-court defense in Northwest. Again, just their third turnover, so doing a good job against a very physical team. Now that they have forcing a lot of turnovers out of the lines.
Monique Stevens back in the lineup for Northwest, takes the place of Ashley Thayer. 20-16, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Missouri Southern basketball. Jones on the right side, gets it down to the baseline for Hanna. Tries to bring it up to the wing with a dribble out near midcourt. Singleton onto the left side for Hartsog. Hartsog with a couple of dribbles to bring it top of the key. Works it right side. Singleton down to the baseline for Clay. Clay into the paint, finds Hanna. Hanna up with the shot, won't go. Rebound Clay, the follow is good. Shante Clay with her first field goal, 3 points for her. And it's a 20-18 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Inside to Alexis Bay. Bay tried to get the shot off, but draws a foul. This one will go on Nicole Hartsog. Really a good foul by Hartsog, her first, and keeps Alexis Bay from having a wide open layup underneath. So Bay will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's 15 of 21 from there this year. 5:59 to play in the first half. It's a 20-18 lead for the Northwest women. And the first free throw good for Bay. Bearcat women trying to stay unbeaten in conference play. They won their first two conference games in that week where we saw a Wednesday-Saturday matchup in December. And now Ashley Thayer back into the game. Ashley Nelson to the sideline for Northwest. Bearcats up by three. Alexis Bay's second free throw coming up. And that one is up and good. May hits both. Northwest doing a pretty good job from the free throw line in the early going here. They are 6 of 7 so far as a team. Just under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Missouri Southern with a basketball. Sharice Jones across midcourt to Hartzog, right side. She's between the circles, onto the wing. Top of the key, Jones. Over to the left side, Singleton. Down to the baseline with a dribble. Spins, kicks it out to Jones. Top of the key for Mosley. Mosley dribbles to the right elbow. Underneath to Clay. Nice look to Clay. And Shante Clay hits the shot. That's 5 for her. 2-point Northwest lead as they push it up the floor. Timber Schechinger, though, will be called for a travel before kicking a pass out to the corner to Mary D. Scott. So that will give it back to Missouri Southern with 5:34 to play in the first half. Monique Stevens with pressure in the backcourt against Singleton. Gets it back to Jones. Jones across the timeline. Back over to Singleton, left side on the wing. To Jones. On to the right side, Hartzog. The baseline, Mosley. Double team. Tried to go into Hartzog. Bobbled it. Brings it out. Now bounce past top of the key for Jones. Jones with one dribble. Works it over to the left side, Singleton. 10 on the shot clock to Mosley at the free throw line. A 15-footer on the way. Good for Dominique Mosley. 4 points for Mosley. That ties it at 22. 5:05 to go in the first half. Stevens between the circles to Schechinger, top of the key. Schechinger onto the right side. Stevens drive down to the baseline. The ball knocked away, picked up by Mosley. Out to Singleton, left side. Cross midcourt with it. Looks underneath. Tried to get it to Hartzog. Tipped away by Ashley Fair. It goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Missouri Southern after a timeout. Tied at 22, 4:51 to play in the first half. We're back to Joplin in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back in Joplin, tied at 22, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern's women. 4:51 to play in the first half, and we saw Northwest build up a little bit of a lead, but start to turn the ball over a little bit, kind of gave that back.
And seeing Missouri Southern take advantage of on the 4 points off of turnovers, now a total of 6 off the turnovers for the game. So Southern beginning to get a little bit of that momentum going. I think a good timeout by Coach Kellogg at 4:51 left, saying that Southern's picking up a little bit of momentum, try to settle his team down a bit, and try to finish out this half the way they started it, and playing some good basketball.
Inbound for Missouri Southern on the baseline, left to Clay. Out to Hartzog on the wing. Brings it top of the key with the dribble. Now expires that. Guarded by Mary D. Scott. Spinning with it. Needs to get rid of it. Throws it. Scott comes away with the steal. Now she's double-teamed, trying to spin away from a reach-in, and it will be called against Missouri Southern. So Mary D. Scott will go to the free-throw line. And it's Nicole Hartzog who picks up her second. It's a 10th team foul, so it'll be 2 opportunities for Mary D. Scott, who is 25 of 28 at the free throw line this year.
It's been a battle since the very start. We've had 5 ties in this game and 7 lead changes up to this point.
And now another lead change as Scott hits the first of her 2 free throws. Makes it a 23-22 game. Northwest on top. And a second free throw coming for Scott. And that one bounces around and goes for Meredith Scott. So she gets her first 2 points of the game. Scott, the junior out of Maryville, leads the team in scoring, averaging 12 points a game. And now full court pressure from Northwest as the inbound comes from Missouri Southern. Jolie Sharp checks back into the lineup along with Shatara Stone. Sharp with it in the backcourt, over to the right side for Singleton. She's across the timeline, pass to the middle of the floor, taken by Monique Stevens. Layup on the right side won't go for Stevens. Rebound, though, for Thayer. Bounce pass Schechinger, 6-footer off the front of the rim. This time out of there with it is Shatara Stone. Stone across the timeline to the right side. Picks up the dribble on the wing. Pass out top for Singleton, who gets called for a travel. And that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 4:17 to play in the first half. 24-22, the lead for the Northwest women. Monique Stevens brings it up the floor for the Cats. Picked up by Singleton to Schechinger at the high post right. Now over to the left for Stevens on the wing. Top of the key, Schechinger thought about a three, takes the dribble, now to Bay. Bay with it at the free throw line, over to the left side for Stevens. Stevens will dribble with it on the left wing. Now into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger with one dribble out top for Bay. Seven on the shot clock. Bay over to the right side for Scott. Scott wants to try the drive up with the runner. No good. Rebound tip. Picked up or tipped out on the baseline. It'll belong to Northwest, but a shot clock violation coming as the ball goes out of bounds. And off of that play, Shantae Clay, the 6'2 junior out of Chicago, comes up limping and is quite a bit of pain. Favoring that left leg, she's going to stay in the ball game. And that midcourt, a pass goes to Stone. Stone over to the right side for Clay. Now top of the key, Singleton. On to the left side, a three from Sharp. Off the back of the rim, the rebound for Monique Stevens. On the run, Stevens with a two-on-two break. Down the right side of the lane, kicks it out right side for Schechinger. The ball is tipped by Mosley. It goes out of bounds. Northwest will inbound in front of the Missouri Southern bench. Now Kristen Hanna will check in place of Clay. And Ashley Nelson will come onto the floor for Northwest. Ashley Thayer to the sideline. 24-22, the Northwest women on top. It's been a back and forth first half as the inbound comes to Bay between the circles. Over to the left side for Stevens. She's got it on the wing. Now to the free throw line for Bay. Bay with the spin move in the paint, up with the shot, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It looked like it was off of Bay, but the official says Northwest basketball.
I think Northwest got a little bit of a break.
Stevens will inbound on the baseline left. Looking to go inside, nothing there. Instead to the corner for Scott on the drive. Shot no good, but Merritt E. Scott draws another Missouri Southern foul. Now you're seeing why Missouri Southern plays so many players. Bulk of them have two to three yeah. fouls in this first half.
Well, it goes back to the style of play that they've had the last several years. It's a very physical play, and a lot of players can get multiple fouls called on them just due to the aspect of the type of defense they play.
First of two free throws for Scott off the front of the rim. Kristen Hanna, the freshman out of Bridgeton, Missouri, called for the foul. That is her first. 3:14 to play in the first half. A 24-22 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Add one more to that as Scott hits the second free throw. All three of her points coming from the free throw line. Missouri Southern with the basketball. Singleton to midcourt for Stone. Stone to the free throw line. Out left Mosley. Mosley with a dribble. Into the corner for Stone. She'll bring it up to the wing. Out of Singleton, top of the key. Into the right corner. A drive from Jolie Sharp and a block foul called against Northwest. This will send Sharp to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Ashley Nelson called for her first for Northwest. It's the seventh team foul, so Sharp to the line for the first time in the game. An 80% free throw shooter. Front end of the 1-1 is good, so she'll get a second opportunity. 5'9 junior out of Fort Scott Community College and Fort Scott, Kansas. Second free throw is good. So Sharp hits both. Gets her first 2 points of the game, and it's a 25-24 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Schechinger with it on the right side. Skips it over to the left for Stevens. She has it on the wing. Couple of dribbles. Top of the key, Nelson. Starts a drive. Gives it for Bay. Over to the left side, Stevens. Down low, Schechinger. Foul from behind. This one will go on Kristen Hanna. Hanna feeling a little out of place, having just one foul, now has her second.
She's got to join her teammates.
That's right. It's 11 fouls against Missouri Southern in this first half. Schechinger to the free throw line for the two opportunities. And her first one off the right side of the rim.
Looking over at the Missouri Southern sideline, it looks like an athletic trainer for Missouri Southern treating Clay, who went out with an injury to her left thigh. I don't know whether it's a cramp or a muscle pull there.
Second free throw missed by Schechinger, but a lane violation will give her a second opportunity at that second free throw. So Schechinger, another chance. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. So she took advantage of that second opportunity. 6 points for Schechinger. 2:44 to play in the first half. And the scoreboard shows a 25-24 game. I believe it should be 26-24. 2:44 to play in the first half. And the inbound to Singleton on the baseline left against the full court pressure.
And the official stats have a 26-24.
Okay. Pass ahead goes off the fingertips of Stone and out of bounds. So Northwest Missouri State will get it back. And now they've got the scoreboard right. The Bearcats with a two-point lead, 2:36 to go in the first half. Monique Stevens will bring the ball up the floor for the Northwest women. Wondered how the two teams would come out after long breaks and just very few games in a long period of time, but both of them ready to go tonight. Stevens inside to Bay. Bay tries to go up with a shot over a double team. Can't get it to go, but draws another foul. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Kristen Hanna picks up her third. So Alexis Bay to the free throw line, where she is 2 of 2 in this first half. And we'll get two more opportunities here. First one is up and off the front of the rim. Cats now 13 of 18 at the free throw line in the half so far. On the other side, Missouri Southern 6 of 8. Second one for Bay is good. So she got one of the two. All three of her points have come at the free throw line, and it's a three-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Full court pressure, pass to Stone, middle of the floor, now to Singleton. Dribbles to the right wing, into the corner, Sharp. Looks inside, pass tipped away by Bay, picked up by Thayer. A four-on-two opportunity to the right side, Nelson. Nelson up with the layup, got it to go, but an offensive foul is going to be called on Ashley Thayer. T. Singleton getting back defensively for Missouri Southern, and that will be the first on Thayer.
Good job by Singleton. She was definitely outnumbered off of that fast break, was able to slide over and draw the charge.
27-24, the Northwest women with the lead. Just over 2 minutes to play in the half. Pass to Mosley near the left corner. Up with a long shot that's off the back of the rim. Rebound chased down by Stone on the near sideline. Underneath to Mosley, cutting across. She wants to try to go up with the shot. Fade away off the glass. Won't go. Rebound and follow by Hannah. No. And rebound on the baseline. Hits the baseline. It is off of Northwest. Both Alexis Bay and Monique Stevens were in the area. So Missouri Southern will inbound with 1:45 to play in the half. Inbound coming on the baseline right. Into the corner for Stone. Fake to pass to the top. Schechinger knocked it away. Stone comes up with it. Slips. Goes down. Pushes the basketball toward the sideline. Chased down by Sharp. Back to Stone. On the drive. Collides with Monique Stevens. And are they going to call her for a block?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. So Stevens will pick up the foul. That'll be the first on Monique Stevens. Eighth team foul. And Southern catches a break as Shatara Stone, who was really out of control that whole possession, will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1:34 to play in the first half. Front end of the 1-1 for Stone. Off the back of the rim, the long rebound chased down by Hannah on the near side. To Singleton between the circles for Missouri Southern. Works it over to the right side for Sharp. She's got it on the wing. Top of the key for Stone and a timeout for Missouri Southern coach Marianne Mitz. 1:24 to play in the first half. 27-24. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead, and Northwest coach Mark Kellogg out chatting with one of the officials. And it's not necessarily about that last call, because that's not the official that made that call, or I guess maybe it could be, but we have seen some differences on the two ends. Not really, Northwest has kind of been on the favored side of those differences, so we shouldn't complain too much, I guess.
Yeah, just 19 fouls right now for Northwest, but it has been a physical game, and really it's kind of typical what you see out of Missouri Southern and Coach Marianne Mitz. They play very physical style of defense, and it can be frustrating at times, but I think really Northwest has handled that as well as could be expected tonight. And up right now, 27-24, and hopefully they can hold on going to the locker room at halftime with the leader. But they've done a very good job handling that type of physical play that you get out of Southern.
1:24 to play in the half. Missouri Southern with the basketball. Stone with it in the right corner. Brings it out to Singleton, top of the key. Back to Stone. Looking inside, Aaron Rice coming across, can't get it to her, on the drive, over to Singleton, left side. She drives with it, gets it to Rice, right corner, three on the way, off the front of the rim. Monique Stevens, a rebound for Northwest Missouri State. She'll bring it across midcourt with a pass to Scott, left side, down to the baseline against Stone. Kick out for Stevens. Under a minute to play in the half as Stevens brings it middle of the floor, over to the left side for Bay. She's on the perimeter with it, top of the key for Stevens. Quick shot fake, now a pass to the left there, on the drive, double team, kicks it out, Stevens, three-pointer on the way, off the back of the rim, rebound tip, Stone up with it for Missouri Southern. Across the timeline, one-on-one with Thayer, goes up with the shot, and a block going to be called here on Ashley Thayer, And that time Thayer was a little late sliding over there at the end. Picks up her second foul. And two opportunities at the free throw line for Shatara Stone. She was 0 of 1 from there. Missed the front end of a 1-1 just a few moments ago. Junior out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. And now Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg will take a timeout, his first of the half. And it's one thing that's maybe a little bit surprising is the two teams taking their first timeouts late in the half. And with the way this game has played, you'd have thought we'd seen more timeouts in this than the first half than what we have.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, we did have that one that just went a situation where they had to stop play due to Northwest and Alexis Bay having that bloody nose, so they use that opportunity as a timeout there in this half. But really, outside of that, it's been a game where they just kind of battled each other throughout this entire half. It's been just a knockdown, drag-out fight out there with these teams.
So coming out of the timeout, Stone will go back to the free throw line. Stone has big braces on each leg, tucks her shorts into the top of those braces. Gets that done before attempting her first free throw, which is off the front of the rim. 39 seconds to play in the first half, 27-24. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead.
Sun really moves pretty well out there, even with those braces on.
Second free throw is good, so Stone 1 of 3 at the line. Her only point coming from the free throw line. 2-point Northwest Missouri State lead. About 8 seconds difference between the game and shot clocks here at the tail end of the first half. Stevens will be hitting the side of the head by Singleton. So she'll head to the free throw line. As Singleton tried to get a reach-in steal there, picks up her first foul. And you could see Stevens' head go sharply to the left as she took that shot to the side of the head. Now Stevens will step to the line for two. First of her two, off the front of the rim, no good. 28 seconds to play in the half. Northwest women right now up by two. Free throw by Stevens, nothing but net. So she hit one of the two. And it gives the Bearcats a three-point lead. Inbound on the left side to Sharp. Pass over to Singleton through her hands, and she can't catch up to it before it goes out of bounds on the near side. So Northwest women will get a chance to take the final shot of the half.
It's a careless mistake by Singleton.
I think it almost looked like she felt like she was closer to the basketball than she actually was, and then at the last second realized that she had some room. Now Singleton notices and points out that the clock didn't start. She's upset, but it's her own clock operator. So they'll re-inbound the basketball, and it gets started this time. Monique Stevens with it in the backcourt. Cross the timeline with it. Bounce pass to Schechinger. Schechinger at the free throw line, down the right side of the lane, and we have another collision and a push going to be called. Is it going to be against Missouri Southern? It should be, because Monique Stevens was knocked to the floor. And it looks like Aaron Rice picks up her third. 14 fouls in this first half against Missouri Southern. And Stevens to the line for two. And the first one bounces out.
Northwest, for the most part, has taken advantage of getting two of the free throw line. 15 of 21, last couple of trips to the line. Only not quite as well as they have been, but overall not bad.
Second free throw doesn't go for Stevens, so the lead stays at three. Across midcourt, Stone, six on the first half clock. Stone to the right side. Picks up the dribble, gets it out to Singleton. She tries to drive. Now to Stone right side. She won't get a shot off before the clock expires. Good defense there at the tail end by the Northwest Missouri State women, and for that matter, for the entire first half. They lead it 28-25 over Missouri Southern as we head to the half. We'll be back to Joplin after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in Joplin, 28-25, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead at the half over Missouri Southern, and very entertaining first half of basketball.
Yes, it was, and it's kind of typical of the type of matchups you get when you face a Missouri Southern team. They're very physical. It's been physical since the very start. Missouri Southern not afraid to commit fouls and stop some plays. As you were talking about through that entire first half, a number of Missouri Southern players with multiple fouls, and that's something you come to expect out of Missouri Southern. It's going to be physical. You're going to have to really endure the physical play, and so far Northwest has been able to do that, getting 15 points at the free throw line because of the foul situation. 15 of 23. They missed a few down the stretch, but really for the most part in the first half, doing a good job at the free throw line. Also doing a good job forcing some turnovers as Missouri Southern struggled really early on with that full-court pressure more than late in the half. But overall, I think you have to feel pretty good about the way Northwest has handled the pressure out of Missouri 7.
Yeah, I think even with the contact, the physical play, Northwest with just six turnovers in the first half of this one. So they win the turnover battle. And, you know, that's what you have to do, especially on the road. If you're going to take one on the road, you got to make sure and win that turnover battle.
Oh, definitely. And they've been able to do that. And really, for the most part, they've turned a lot of the turnovers into points. Now, if they can continue that in the second half and maybe pick up where they really started at the free throw line as well, because you know they're going to get some free throws in the second half as well. So if they can knock down their free throws and continue to take care of the basketball and force some turnovers, hopefully some good things will happen in Northwest in the second half.
28-25, the Northwest women with the lead here at the half. The men's teams will meet a little bit later on this evening, and when we come back, we'll talk with Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant, about that matchup. We'll do it right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, RE/MAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Joplin, 28-25, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Missouri Southern. The men's team's playing a little bit later on this evening, and Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer joining us. And Austin, it's kind of an odd time. I mean, just as you guys get into where you feel like you're in a season, things are getting into somewhat of a routine, you've got some games, you got some practices, then you got to take some time off, and you only mix in one game over the last few weeks. How do you try to cope with that time? Now, I know there's some mandatory time in there, stuff like that, but how do you try to make sure and keep the guys sharp in this time of year?
Yeah, it's tough. It's not easy, I'll tell you that. I think, like you said, the biggest thing is it is mandatory, so everybody's in that boat. You know, it's not like some teams are practicing two or three times when we're off. So everybody's off for 7 days, but it is tough. You know, you're talking about a whole week in the middle of a season where you've worked pretty much from, October, or actually September, the start of school with preseason stuff. You know, you're not taking a week off at all in that whole time. So conditioning-wise, it's, you know, you can lose it pretty quick. So we got them back after break and had some two-a-day practices, and then obviously had the game on Saturday. And, feel pretty good where we're at right now conditioning-wise. We had a couple, you know, Dylan had the flu, and that's why his minutes were limited on Saturday. But feel like we got him back kind of in the flow and feeling good again. And so hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Is that where you guys kind of have to put some trust in the guys that they'll do at least a little something to try to keep that conditioning up?
Yeah, we always tell them, you know, get in the gym and run a little bit. We don't really advise pickup games because, you know, you go home sometimes. You never know what kind of game you're going to get into, and that's when injuries happen. So, we encourage them to get in the gym and get some running in. And, you know, I feel like for the most part our guys, buy into that and we'll take care of themselves. And obviously it doesn't help that it's over Christmas and all there is to do really is eat. And so I think, you definitely got to get that running in as well.
Now, when you take a look at the team, do you kind of take a look at it as almost two different kinds of seasons, or do you try to mesh it into one? How do you handle it from a mental standpoint?
I think kind of two different seasons, and I think, coming off the games out in Hawaii, I think, having that taste in our mouth where we kind of wanted to come back, start fresh, learn from the mistakes we made there. And just try to continue to improve and find out what we needed to work on and obviously what the issues were in Hawaii. We didn't guard the ball very well at all. We had stretches where we didn't score. And I think at this time of the season that can kind of be a blessing in disguise, those losses out there where, we need to face a little adversity and learn from it and try to get better that way.
Now, while it's fun maybe to play some of those games where you're winning by 20 or 30, is this one of those situations where you can go into that cliche? Maybe you were able to learn more from a loss than you would from a win over an NAIA?
Yeah, I think so. You know, especially with the Harding game going down to the wire too, late game situations. And then when you you're in practice, you're talking about how big a loose ball here is or how big a defensive stop here is, which, guys may not think it's that important, but when you talk about a two-point game and one-possession game, every single possession is important, and you don't necessarily always see that early in a ball game. But, in our league and playing on the road, I feel like you're either going to get blown out or it's going to be a close game on the road. hopefully you can win it, but you're not going to get many blowout wins on the road in this league. So,
especially here, it seems like games really – and I know as you think about it, maybe this happens in a lot of places in the MIAA, but there's just something about the Leggett and Flat Center where it seems like you just have to work for absolutely everything.
Oh, exactly. I can't pinpoint exactly what it is, but, I guess part of it is they're always good.
Yeah.
That helps, but it is a tough place to play. It's out here a little ways, and we haven't had a lot of success here. So hopefully, with a little more experience on our roster, hopefully the guys, we talked to them in the meeting, just a little bit ago, just how, we haven't won here in a while, and, we'd like tonight to be the night.
What about this year's Missouri Southern team? What do you expect out of them?
They got Marquise Addison, their leading scorer right now, averaging about 17 a game. A guard for them, returner, that's really good. He shoots it well. Very good off the dribble. He's got a pull-up game. And, he's a guy that we got to, limit his touches, limit his shots, make everything tough on him. They play hard. They always play hard. That's the thing about them. Every year in and year out, they're going to play hard. It's going to be a battle. And, we just got to take care of the ball. Get good shots. They do like to get in lanes and go for steals. So we gotta, be strong with it, meet passes, not get lazy, and just kind of play our game. Hopefully, be able to guard, defend, and kind of grind it out the way we like to play.
It seems like they've always got good guard play down here.
Yeah, they do. They're always solid, and they do a good job, and they play hard, like I said, and they got guys that can shoot it and guys that can score, and. We always say shooters won the war, so
yeah,
you got those. It always makes it tough.
All right, Austin, go get one
tonight.
Right,
thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, they'll see Missouri Southern a little bit later on this evening. We're at the half of the women's matchup, 28-25, Northwest with the lead. over Missouri Southern. We're back to look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State University's Student Employment and Career Pathing Programs, which have been internationally benchmarked, are now highlighted by the U.S. Department of Education among promising and practical strategies to increase post-secondary success. The index features strategies and programs used at more than 70 colleges, universities, and organizations. Northwest is the only Missouri representative on the USDE's listing.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back in Joplin, as we look at some of the numbers from the first half for Northwest, seven of the eight players that saw action in the first half had at least 1 point in the half, 6 points apiece for Annie Matthews and Timber Schekinger. Matthews kind of setting the tone early for Northwest, ended up with just 8 minutes in the first half, picked up a couple of fouls early on in this one and did not come back in, I think, for fear of maybe picking up that third with the way we were seeing the game call. But six out of Schekinger as well. She was 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Six different Bearcats also went to the free throw line in the first half. 5 points for Ashley Nelson. She was 1 of 4 from the field. All of those shots coming outside the arc. 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 4 first half points for Maggie Marnin. She was 2 of 2 at the free throw line and hit the only shot she attempted from the field. 3 points apiece for Meredith Scott and Alexis Bay, both of them going 3 of 4 at the free throw line in the first half. And 1 point out of Monique Stevens, going 1 of 4 at the free throw line for Northwest. On the other side for Missouri Southern, leading the way for them in scoring with 7 points in the first half was Aaron Rice. Rice was 3 of 3 at the free throw line, although she did pick up 3 first half fouls. 6 points for T. Singleton. She hit all of the shot attempts she had from the field in the first half, but was 0 of 1 at the free throw line. 5 first half points for Shantae Clay. 2 of 2 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. She also pulled down 5 rebounds in the first half. 4 points for Dominique Mosley. Also a couple of points in the first half for Jolie Sharp. A point for Shatera Stone as well. Stone 1 of 3 at the free throw line. She also pulled down 5 rebounds for Missouri Southern. That's one area where Southern did dominate the first half. They out-rebounded Northwest 25-6, but Northwest making up for that, forcing 18 turnovers in the first half, picking up 8 steals, and the Bearcats turning it over just 6 times on their side of it. So Northwest shoots 30% from the field, 6 of 20. Missouri Southern 43% from the field, 9 of 21 from three-point range. Southern was 0 of 5, and Northwest was 1 of 9. It all adds up to a 28-25 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Missouri Southern. We're back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Well, teams headed toward the sideline as they get ready for the second half here. The Bearcats will be back in action down in this vicinity on Saturday as they match up against Missouri Southern. And they have moved start times up from originally scheduled, so ignore schedule cards and anything else you might have. for the Northwest women. It's an 11:30 tip on Saturday. The Northwest men, of course, will follow. We'll have it for you on the Bearcat Radio Network with a pregame show starting at 11:10. So a short turnaround. The teams will be staying down in this area until Saturday, getting some practice in Pittsburgh tomorrow. But as short a turnaround as you see in the MIAA. They'll have just one Wednesday game in the conference. They've got next Wednesday off. Then they'll have a Wednesday home game. Then they've got a Tuesday game with the trip to Southwest Baptist. So don't really get into necessarily a routine until you get into February.
Yeah, it's tough. And what makes matters tough for Saturday, not only a short turnaround time, but you go up against a pretty darn good team out of Pittsburgh State.
Absolutely. Second half ready to start for Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. Bit of a change in the starters for the second half for Southern as Samantha Soyez starts the second half. She didn't see a lot of action because of foul trouble in the first half. Over to the right side on the wing, Stone with it. Drive down toward the baseline, gets it out to Soyez. She'll skip it across to the left side, Jones. Into the corner, Stone. One dribble for her, knocked away by Annie Matthews. It goes out of bounds and will belong to Missouri Southern. Soyez will step out to inbound it. Soyez actually warmed up with an ice bag take to her right leg, but obviously has that off here during the game. She'll put up a 16-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Annie Matthews to rebound for Northwest. Bearcats with their first possession of the second half, a chance to extend their three-point lead. Monique Stevens dribbles to the left side, hands it for Ashley Nelson. Nelson with it on the wing. Looking inside, wanted the bounce pass in there. Nothing there to Schechinger up top of the key. Over to the right, Martin with it on the wing. Into the corner for Stevens. Inside, Nelson cutting across the lane. Up with the shot on the block. Hits the side of the backboard. Rebound tip. Stone will come out of there with it for Missouri Southern. Pushes it up the left side of the floor to the wing. Out of the free throw line. Over to the right, Jones with a long three. That one won't go. Rebound tipped out. Picked up by Stone. Up with the shot off the glass, and it's good for Shatara Stone. Stone with her first field goal. 3 points in the game, and it's a one-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Stevens between the circles to the top of the key for Marnin. Now to Nelson. Lobs it inside for Matthews. Matthews shot blocked away by Soyez. And it is picked up by Missouri Southern. Jones will get it ahead to Singleton. She stutter steps across the timeline over to Jones left side. Now to the baseline for Clay. Clay, who went out late in the first half injured, is back in the lineup to the top of the key for Stone. Steps back, takes a three. That's off the right side of the rim. Missouri Southern now 0 of 11 from three-point range as Northwest comes out of there with the rebound. Left side, Nelson takes a three from the wing. That one's off the front of the rim. Matthews the rebound, a dribble. Up with the shot in the left side, won't go. Jones the rebound for Missouri Southern. Still a one-point game, 28-27. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pass into the right corner. Stone thought about the three. Instead brings it top of the key to Jones. Baseline left, Clay. Clay into the lane, a travel call against Clay. We'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State.
You know, the one the stat that really kind of snuck up on you out of the first half, Northwest had just 6 rebounds in the first half.
Yeah, really needed those turnovers to kind of make up for being out-rebounded by 19.
Already have 3 rebounds here in the early moments of the second half.
Right side, Schechinger with it, gets it to Marnin. Pass inside, knocked away by Soyez. Picked up by Stone. Across the timeline, a one-on-three. Over to the left side, gets it to Jones. Jones will wait for teammates. Now to Soyez. Bounce pass into Clay. Shot blocked away by Marnin. And she comes away with the rebound. Gives it up for Stevens. Ahead on the left side, Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline. On the drive. Shot up. Won't go. Rebound for Clay. And Missouri Southern will go back the other way. Northwest still up by one. 28-27. So far, a bucket for Missouri Southern. Only 2 points of this second half with 17-17 on the clock. Stone on the right side. Doesn't have a dribble, needs some help, doesn't really get much. Tries to go in the corner with it. Annie Matthews knocks it away from Soyez and out of bounds. So an inbound coming for Missouri Southern as they bring in a few substitutes. Meredith Scott will come in for Northwest. Ashley Nelson to the sideline. Corey Dotson checks in for Missouri Southern along with Jolie Sharp and Dominique Mosley. Really, you kind of get the feel that Marianne Mitz is not real sure what kind of a lineup she wants in there. Jones on the left side, out to Dotson, over to the right side. Gets a pass on the wing. Soyez with the skip over to the left side, Sharp. Jones inside Mosley, and they run out of time on the shot clock. And that will give the ball back to Northwest Missouri State with 16:57 to play.
Good job by Northwest defensively, but also poor job by Missouri Southern not recognizing where the shot clock was when they came in with that inbound.
Well, and late in the half, too, they didn't get a shot off at the end of the first half because they did not do a good job managing the clock. Right side, Stevens to the baseline, skips it out left to Schechinger. She's on the wing with it. Brings it top of the key, over to Stevens on the right, drive back down to the baseline, up to Marnus. Skip over to Schechinger, left side near the corner, inside to Matthews. Quick shot by Matthews off the back of the rim. Sharp there for the rebound for Missouri Southern. 28-27, Northwest Missouri State up. Stevens knocks it away from Sharp, comes up with it, now pushed into the scorer's table, just in front of us, draws the foul on Sharp. That'll be the second on Jolie Sharp. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back. Still a 28-27 game. Shatara Stone with the only points of this second half. 16-23 to play. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Stevens to Marnin. High post right. Over to the left side for Stevens. Underneath Marnin. Quick shot over Mosley. Good off the glass for Maggie Marnin. Six for Marnin. Northwest back up by three. Soyuz with it in the backcourt. Long pass ahead to Mosley. Drive by Mosley. Kick out left side. Jones on the wing. Takes a three. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Monique Stevens. She's across the timeline left side to the top of the key. Brings it out to the right. Up top for Matthews. Matthews with one dribble. We'll work it to the left wing for Schechinger. Now over to the right side. Marnin into the corner. Stevens inside to Matthews. Ball tipped away. Picked up by Sharp on the right side. She leads the break. Into the lane, up with the shot, knocks Merity Scott to the floor, and they're going to call a block on Merity Scott, and Coach Mark Kellogg cannot believe that they are calling the block foul on Scott.
Yeah, he thought she was set and was there to force the charge, but officials going the other way, and Missouri Southern getting a chance at the free throw line.
Chance to tie the game, but the bucket went for Jolie Sharp. She'll get one opportunity at the free throw line and can tie this game at 30. They haven't put the points on the board. Two officials are discussing it. And now he goes over. And they are going to count the basket. Or are they going to check video? He started to walk over toward the video monitor. The official, that is. Now he walks away from it. They turn the video monitor so he can see it, and then he doesn't use it. But they do get the points on the board, so it'll be one free throw opportunity for Jolie Sharp. 15:37 to play. Free throw is good. So we're tied at 30. 5 points now for Sharp. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Stevens across the timeline. Dotson there defensively. Stevens stops between the circles. Now to Matthews on the left side. Matthews to Stevens, top of the key. Shot faked by her. One dribble over to Scott, left side. 17-footer, good for Merity Scott. It's five for Scott. Her first field goal. Her other 3 points have come at the free throw line. And it's a two-point Northwest Missouri State lead. 15-10 to play. Long pass down court to Mosley. She's into the lane with it. Tries to go into the corner for Sharp. Schechinger gets her hand on it. Knocks it out of bounds. And an inbound coming on the right side in front of the Missouri Southern bench for the Lions. Now Shante Clay checks back in for Missouri Southern. Dominique Mosley to the sideline. Those two both from Chicago. Clay transferred into from the University of Minnesota. Mosley from Independence Community College. Inbound from Dotson to the right side for Sharp. Top of the key, a three on the way from Sharp. Won't go. And Missouri Southern still without a three-pointer in this game. The rebound for Annie Matthews and the outlet to Stevens. To Matthews at the top of the key. Back out to Stevens near the center circle. 14:50 to play. Left side, Schechinger to the top of the key. Spires the dribble. Left side, Stevens. She goes on the drive. Tries to go up with a shot. Stripped away by Soyuz. Goes out of bounds. Northwest will have it after a timeout. 32-30, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Missouri Southern. 14:43 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Joplin, 32-30, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Missouri Southern, and it really looks like we're going to get a similar second half to what we had in the first half.
Oh, I think you're right. It's still been a very physical game out there. We've had six times this game has been tied, seven lead changes, and it's the largest lead, I think, it came by Northwest at one point where Northwest was up by six in this ball game, and now you look at why this game, neither team's been able to put together much of a run. It's been back and forth, very physical. Northwest has handled that physical play very well, and hopefully will continue to do so the rest of the second half.
Northwest with the ball coming out of the timeout. Monique Stevens between the circles with it, working against Stone to the right wing. Lob pass down for Marnin. Marnin against Clay, shot off the glass, good for Maggie Marnin. Tell you what, Clay was right there defensively. Tough shot for Marnin. She got it to fall. That's eight for her. 34-30 the lead for the Northwest women. Clay takes a pass across the timeline. Out to Soyuz near midcourt. Stevens tried to knock it away. Couldn't. Soyuz with it. Top of the key. Wants to go to the right side with it. Lobs into the corner for Stone. Bounce pass inside. Clay up with the shot. No good. Marnin tips the rebound to herself. Gets the outlet ahead to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline to the top of the key. Into the left corner. Schechinger. A three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound fought for. Jones and Scott, each with a hold of it. Held ball. Possession arrow will give it to Missouri Southern. 14 minutes to play. Aaron Rice will check back in for Southern. Rice playing with three fouls. Clay goes to the sideline for the Lions. And it will be actually Northwest basketball. They didn't get the arrow switched after the inbound to start the half. So the inbound into the right corner for Merritt E. Scott. Top of the key for Schechinger. Inside Matthews. Great pass. Soyuz went for the steal. Didn't get it. And Matthews with the easy layup. Eight for Matthews. Northwest up by six. 13:47 to play. Soyuz ahead to Stone. Now the ball knocked away. Stone loses it down to Rice in the right corner. Up to Stone on the wing. Top of the key, Soyuz. Soyuz underneath Rice, sneaking her way to the basket, hits the shot, and draws the foul on Marnin. Erin Rice with her second three-point play opportunity from the free throw line for Missouri Southern, and for Maggie Marnin, that will be her third foul.
Rice able to get behind the defense, and Northwest just lost track of her, was open underneath the bucket.
Alexis Bay will come into the lineup for Northwest, taking the place of Maggie Marnin. Dominique Mosley checks back in for Missouri Southern, along with T. Singleton. Free throw by Rice is good, so she's converted on both three-point play opportunities. 10 points for Aaron Rice. Three-point game, Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. 13:27 to play. Bay top of the key to the right side, Stevens. She's got it on the wing, looking for Matthews inside. Gets it to her. Shot by Matthews. No good. Got her own rebound. Stripped of the basketball, but Aaron Rice loses a handle on it on the baseline. And one thing we see Northwest doing, they're going right at Aaron Rice. Either she's got to back off defensively or risk picking up a fourth foul early in the second half.
I think that's a wise move. The thing Northwest really needs to do now is start converting on some of those inside shots. We've had a number of those in the post that just have not gone in this half.
Stevens in the right corner. Puts up the shot. No good. The ball long goes to Mosley. Mosley gives it up to Stone. Stone with a drive. Kick into the corner sharp along the baseline. Spins. Kicks it back out to Stone. Now up top Singleton. Over to the left side Rice to the free throw line. Singleton right wing. Three on the way. Good. T. Singleton with the first three-pointer of the game for Missouri Southern. Ties it at 36. Inside 13 minutes to play. Bay down the left side of the lane. Trips. Tries to get rid of the basketball. Aaron Rice comes up with the steal. She'll lead the break. Goes into the lane, up with the shot, offensive foul. Aaron Rice ran over Monique Stevens, and that will be the fourth foul on Aaron Rice. Stevens a little bit slow to get up, but she will pop to her feet. And again, that is four on Rice.
Well, Stevens is taking some shots in this game. We've talked about how physical it is. That time just knocked to the floor hard by Rice. Earlier in this half, right in front of us there, she was just knocked into the message board that's right along the sideline here and took a hit there, but she just keeps popping back up and getting ready to take more.
So Northwest will get the basketball back, 12:43 to play. Rice goes to the sideline. Jonna Tenbridge checks into the lineup in her place. Ashley Thayer in for Northwest. She's got it top of the key to Alexis Bay on the left side. Bay will bring it top of the key for Thayer. Thayer tries to go in for Annie Matthews, who is fouled from behind, trying to get position on Shatara Stone, and Stone picks up her third. The inbound will come on the baseline left for Northwest. 12:29 to play. Lobbed in for Alexis Bay. They did not reset the shot clock. Now they do, just after Bay takes a dribble. Over to the right side for Scott. Lob into Matthews. The pass tip. Matthews up with it. Out to Nelson. A three-pointer on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. Nelson with her second three of the game. She has 8 points. Northwest in full court pressure, up by three. 12:11 to play. Sharp over to the right side. Singleton. Singleton trying to get around a double team. Will draw a foul on Ashley Nelson. That'll be the second on Nelson. Third team foul against Northwest, so an inbound for Missouri Southern on the far sideline. Nicole Hartzog will check back in for the Lions. And Jonna Tenbridge checks out. And the inbound comes out to Stone. Over to the right side. Gets it for Singleton. Now to Stone on the backdoor cut. Bounce pass down to Sharp on the baseline. Brings it out to the left wing. Top of the key, Hartzog. She tries to drive, and a foul before she takes the shot. And this one coming against Northwest. Alexis Bay picks up her second, fourth team foul against Northwest. So an inbound for Missouri Southern. Baseline left. Sharp in the left corner. Left wide open. And she knocks down the three. Jolie Sharp with her first three-pointer of the game. She has 8. And it ties it at 39. Northwest women with the basketball. Pass over to the left is knocked out of bounds by Hartzog. So the Bearcats will inbound on the far sideline with 11:43 to go. Nelson triggers it into Thayer out between the circles. Thayer guarded by Singleton. Backs it out near the center circle. Works it over to the right side. Gets a screen from Bay. Bounce pass into Matthews. Nice pass. Matthews shot, though, hits the bottom of the backboard. And the rebound comes to Stone. Stone down the right side of the lane. Goes up with the shot. No good. Mosley with the rebound. Her shot hits the bottom of the backboard. Bay with the rebound. Dribbles around Mosley. Ahead to Thayer. Thayer to the top of the key. Now picks it right side for Bay. Back to Thayer, who will back it out and set the half-court offense. Works it over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson now to Scott. She's got it top of the key. On to the left wing, Nelson. Puts up another three. That one in and out. Won't go. Rebound inside for T. Singleton for Missouri Southern. Singleton behind the back with a dribble across the timeline over to the left side for Sharp. Head and shoulder fake, drive to the baseline, spin move, fade away, good. Jolie Sharp with 10 points, 5 of those in the last minute of this game, and it's a 2-point lead. Now ahead to Alexis Bay, who hits the shot in transition, draws the foul, and will have a 3-point play opportunity for Northwest. Good job getting the ball up the floor in a hurry by Northwest. Dominique Mosley picks up her first foul. And Bay will go to the free throw line where she is 3 of 4 tonight.
Seeing both teams run their offense a little bit better here in the last few trips down the floor. Unfortunately for Northwest, Missouri Southern able to knock down a couple threes, but Northwest has been able to answer and stay right in this one.
Bay's free throw on the way and good. So she converts on the 3-point play opportunity. She's 4 of 5 at the free throw line, and it's a 42-41 lead for the Northwest women. 10:41 to play. Missouri Southern with it. Singleton gets it over to Sharp. Sharp will bring it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble between the circles. Now to Hartzog. Hartzog on to the left side. Gets it on the wing for Sharp. Down to the baseline. Stone. Guarded by Matthews. Falling out of bounds. Gets it to Sharp. Over to the right side in the corner. Singleton, a three-pointer off the back of the rim, but Singleton knocked to the floor. The official really had no choice but to call the foul. Marianne Mitz was absolutely screaming right in her ear that the foul was committed. The official shaking her head saying, "I know, coach. I saw it.
It's right in front of me."
So Singleton will go to the free throw line with 3 opportunities. The foul on Ashley Nelson. And the first free throw is good for Singleton.
10 points for Singleton. They've got Ashley Nelson for 4 fouls, the official stats, and I have her for just 3. She's going to head to the sideline. Timber Schechinger will check into the lineup. So hopefully me and the stats that we're looking at are correct. Now they add the 4. Okay, so it is 4 on Nelson. And a third free throw coming from T. Singleton, and that one is good. So she hit 2 of the 3. 11 points now for Singleton, and it's a 1-point Missouri Southern lead. Ashley Thayer across midcourt, 10-14 to play. She's over to the right wing. Bounce pass into the corner. Schechinger tried to go inside for Matthews, but Clay gets the steal. Gives it up for Stone. Across the timeline with the dribble. Nearly lost it. Out to Singleton right side. On to the left side. Hartzog drives to the baseline. Jumps. Pass inside to Clay. The layup is good for Shantae Clay. That's 7 for Clay, and it's a 3-point Missouri Southern lead. 9:50 to play. Thayer over to the left side for Bay. Bay back to Thayer. Now between the circles with it. Out to Matthews on the right wing. Matthews with a dribble. Into the corner for Schechinger. Hartzog nearly got the steal, but stepped to the sideline. The Northwest will inbound after a timeout. 9:37 to go. 45-42. Missouri Southern with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. 6 home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature 6 home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week 2 of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th. And homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th.
Back in Joplin, 45-42. Missouri Southern women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 9:37 to play in this one. It has been a heck of a battle so far. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest will have the ball coming out of the timeout, inbounding on the near sideline. Timber Schechinger steps out to trigger it in. Alexis Bay with it at the top of the key. Over to Schechinger. Touch pass into Annie Matthews, overthrown. Singleton gets the easy steal. Pushes it in transition to the free throw line into the left corner, Hartzog. Hartzog back out top to Singleton. She'll set the offense. Works it back over to Hartzog on the left wing, guarded by Schechinger. 9:18 to go as Hartzog holds on to it to Singleton up top, over to the right side for Sharp. She's got it on the wing. Now up top, drive by Stone. Stone up with the runner. No good off the glass, but she draws the foul on Alexis Bay and will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. That'll be the 3rd on Bay. 9:09 to go, a 45-42 lead for Missouri Southern on a bit of a run here over the last couple of minutes. Shatara Stone going to try to add to that. Her first of 2 is good. 4 points for Stone. 5'8 junior out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. Transfer to Missouri Southern from Arkansas State.
Largest lead of the game right now for Missouri Southern.
Maggie Marnin back into the game for Northwest, takes the place of Alexis Bay. 8 of the players we have seen tonight are transfers for Coach Marianne Mitz. Second free throw good for Stone. 5 points for her, and it's a 5-point lead for Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with it. They are out near midcourt, working against Singleton. To the top of the key, Matthews. Matthews with 1 dribble, works it right side for Thayer. Thayer to Schechinger. Looks inside at Matthews. Nothing there. Over to Scott on the left side. Scott will bring it to the top of the key. Gets a screen into the paint. Up with the leaner. That one bounces out. Rebound for Stone. Stone falls to the ground, but Clay picks up the loose ball. Gives it to Singleton. Over to the left side. Hartzog on the wing. Now back to Singleton between the circles. Over to the right side. Stone. Bounce pass goes inside to Clay. She's double teamed. Loses it. Out of bounds. And Clay starting to limp again. That left leg bothered her late in that first half. And you can tell she's not 100% right now.
And the first half they had her on the sideline working on her left thigh area. And at the time it looked like it might have been a cramp or something. But I think it might be more of a muscle pull right now the way she's reacting.
8:23 to go. Northwest Missouri State down by 5 with the basketball. Monique Stevens back in the lineup for the Cats. Takes a pass on the left wing. Now over to Marnin. Right elbow. 15-foot shot. In and out. Won't go. Rebound inside for Sharp for Missouri Southern. Cross midcourt on the right side. Missouri Southern with a big advantage in rebounding in this game so far. Singleton with a bounce pass down to Clay. Clay against Marnin. Trying to get position. Can't. Goes up with the hook shot. Still no. Rebound knocked away from Marnin. Out of bounds. It's off of Shatara Stone. So Northwest Missouri State will have it with 7:54 to play. 47-42, Missouri Southern's lead. Stevens across midcourt with it. Met by Singleton just outside the center circle. Gets a screen from Marnin on the drive down the lane. Out to the free throw line. Marnin right side. Schechinger up with the three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound Stevens, who draws the foul. And an intentional foul going to be called against Missouri Southern. Two officials coming together here, but the initial signal is an intentional foul. Likely against T. Singleton inside for Missouri Southern. And it is going to be an intentional foul. And he didn't signal a number, but I think it is going to be against T. Singleton, and it is. That's the second on Singleton.
About had to be on Singleton there.
So Stevens goes to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. First of the two is off the back of the rim. So she'll get one more, and the Cats will keep the basketball with 7:53 to go. The second one for Stevens, also off the back of the rim.
Got to take advantage of these opportunities. And
Cats started off great at the free throw line. They hit six of their first seven, but have started to struggle ever since. We've got a timeout, 7:53 to go, 47-42, Missouri Southern's lead over the Northwest women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, 47-42, Missouri Southern with the lead over the Northwest women. Northwest held the lead at the half. Change in the lineup for Missouri Southern coming out of the timeout. Samantha Soyez has checked back in. An inbound coming from Monique Stevens. Northwest inbounding after the intentional foul on T. Singleton. Comes into Merritt E. Scott on the left side. She starts the drive, spins, gets it out to Stevens between the circles. Over to the right wing with a dribble. Crosses over, gets a screen, gets it down low on the pick and roll for Matthews. Doesn't have a shot. She brings it out on the perimeter with the dribble. Between the circles to Merritt E. Scott. Back over to Matthews' right side. She takes a dribble, skips it left side. Stevens down to the baseline. Schechinger. Schechinger out to the corner. Stevens, top of the key. A three on the way. In and out won't go. Marnin the rebound. Knocked away from her. Then goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Missouri Southern. Merritt E. Scott tried to go after it. Couldn't catch up to it. And now the Lions with the basketball and full court pressure here from Northwest. The inbound to Hartzog in the backcourt, working against Monique Stevens. Now to Soyez. Soyez ahead to Hartzog across the timeline. On the left wing with it, gets it back to Soyez, middle of the floor. Over to the right for Singleton. She's got it in the corner. Bounce pass inside to Clay. Out of the left corner. Sharp up on the wing. Hartzog, a three on the way, is good. After missing their first 12 three-point attempts, Missouri Southern is starting to heat up from the outside. That's the first points for Hartog, and it's an eight-point Southern lead. Matthews at the free throw line, the 15-footer off badly, and the rebound for Hartog. Knocked away from her, but she chases it down. Gives it up for Sharp. Sharp back to Hartog as play gets a little bit sloppy here. Now to Singleton, and she'll slow the pace. Gets it to the free throw line. Soyez lobbed down for Clay. Too far under the basket. Kicks it out to Hartog in the corner. Out of the left wing, Soyez. Over to the right wing. Schechinger will take the pass out of midair. Ball knocked away by Sharp. Schechinger chases it down. Gives it to Marnin. Now back to Schechinger. Gives it up for Stevens. Stevens between the circles with it for Northwest. Works it over to the right. Gets it on the wing for Scott. Scott in front of Sharp. 6:15 to play in the ball game. Northwest down by 8. Over to the left side. Stevens on the drive, tries to go up with the shot, draws the foul, so she'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Northwest. Both of these teams have worked hard from the start. There's been an entertaining basketball game. Foul on T. Singleton is her third.
Important now for Northwest to take advantage when they get some free throws, knock those down. They need to kind of stem this Missouri Southern momentum. It's been kind of a slow momentum for Southern, but Southern hitting some shots and getting some defensive stops now and beginning to put up a little bit of a run, but important now for Northwest to step up when you get some free throws, knock those down.
And one of the officials goes over to Marianne Mitz and calls T. Singleton over, and now Singleton almost kind of grabbed at her lip like they were checking to see if she was bleeding or not, but that doesn't seem to be the case. And now a little bit of confusion. That official that went over to talk with the two of them has gone under the basket for the free throws, but it seems like kind of left unresolved whether Singleton has to come out of the game or not.
Coach Mitz called over another official and a little bit confused over that last exchange and trying to determine what needs to be done here.
So Mitz trying to get an explanation from another official, not the one that originally talked to her in Singleton. But that was weird. Singleton grabbed at her bottom lip and showed like the inside of her bottom lip as if she was showing the official that she was not bleeding. Now the two officials come together. They both nod their head yes, and Singleton stays in the game. So not sure there, but that won't be the first. First free throw by Monique Stevens is good. Second point for her. She's now 2 of 7 at the free throw line in this game. Dominique Mosley checks back into the game along with Sharice Jones for Missouri Southern. And Stevens will get a second free throw opportunity. And that one rattles out. Soyez with the rebound for Missouri Southern. A 7-point lead for the Lions. 6:05 to play. Singleton with it at the top of the key. Works it over to the left side on the wing for Jones. Guarded by Schechinger. Puts it on the floor. Top of the key, Soyez. Soyez with a couple of dribbles. Now works it over to the right side for Singleton. Singleton, guarded by Stevens, loses the dribble, gets it out to Mosley, top of the key. 7 on the shot clock, Mosley on the drive, kick out Singleton, shot just inside the arc, good for T. Singleton. 13 for Singleton, and the lead up to 9 for Missouri Southern. Their biggest of this game, 5:35 to go. Stevens to Schechinger at the right elbow. Schechinger over to the left elbow with the dribble, gets it to Nelson on the backdoor cut. Nelson up with a shot, kind of a wild shot, no good, rebound Mosley. Outlet to Singleton. She'll push it into the lane. Kicks out a pass, but an offensive foul called on Singleton as she collided with Monique Stevens, and Stevens draws yet another offensive foul for Northwest.
Not sure exactly how much contact there was on that inside as Stevens went down on the play, but Northwest to get the ball back.
So that'll be the fourth on Singleton. 52-43, Missouri Southern's lead, 5:13 to go. Schechinger with it at the top of the key. Over to the right side for Stevens. In the corner, Scott takes a three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Singleton. She's going to push it up the floor. Stevens backpedaling in front of her. A bounce pass taken by Meredith Scott. Hartzog then takes it back, saves it inbounds. Singleton to the floor after it. Schechinger after it. And a held ball. Possession arrow will give it to Missouri Southern after a timeout. 52-43, Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Southern with 4:56 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in Joplin, 4:56 to play, 52-43. Missouri Southern with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. John, we're continuing to see Missouri Southern out-rebound Northwest. They did that in the first half, and it didn't hurt Northwest, but the Cats were forcing turnovers. Missouri Southern taking better care of the basketball, but still out-rebounding Northwest has given them the lead.
Yeah, Missouri Southern now rebounding Northwest 41-18, and not only are they taking better care of the basketball, they're running their offense much better in the second half and getting some good looks on the perimeter and locking those down. That's something they weren't doing in the first half, and that's really one of the differences right now, taking care of the basketball and hitting some outside shots.
4:56 to go. Missouri Southern will have the basketball. Therese Jones will look to inbound it. Does to Soyuz out between the circles. Over to the left side for Sharp. Excuse me, Stone. Stone brings it top of the key. Tries the drive. Stops. 10-footer on the way. Marnin got a piece of it. Rebound tipped around. Schickinger out of there with it for Northwest. So Cats with a chance to cut into that lead. Stevens crossed the timeline to Schickinger on the right wing. Schickinger dribbles it out toward the top of the key. Now on the wing, picks up the dribble. Still needing to get rid of it. Running out of time, just does get it to Nelson, and a timeout for Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. 4:29 to go, Northwest down by 9. We're back to Joplin after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Back in Joplin, 52-43. The Missouri Southern women with the lead, but Northwest will inbound coming out of the timeout. Inbound comes to Annie Matthews, gives it to Stevens, top of the key. Dribbles over to the left side. Now bounce pass to Marnin on the wing. Marnin tries to give it out to the right side, and it goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Missouri Southern. 4:20 to play.
That's the type of errors you really hate to see, an unforced turnover like that.
Aaron Rice back into the ball game along with Jolie Sharp for Missouri Southern. I really think Northwest had quite an opportunity with Rice on the sideline with four fouls, and they did not take advantage of it.
Not at all.
So Southern will inbound the basketball. Comes to Jones in the backcourt. Jones guarded by Stevens. Leaves it for Stone on the right side. Now Stone across the timeline. Dribbles between the circles. Gives it up for Jones near the far sideline. Guarded by Nelson. She'll put it on the floor. Bring it out top of the key for Sharp. Sharp back over to Jones. Into the corner. Rice. Inside. Tried to go to Mosley. Knocked away. Marnin comes up with a loose ball. Gives it for Stevens, who checks the clock as she dribbles to the top of the key. Into the right corner. Schickinger. Schickinger looking inside. And an offensive foul called on Annie Matthews as she worked against Aaron Rice inside. And that will be the third on Matthews. 16 foul timeout, Missouri Southern. 3:52 to go, 52-43, the lead for Southern over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to Joplin in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
3:52 to play, 52-43. The Missouri Southern women with the lead over the Northwest women.
The men's teams will meet up here shortly after this one is complete in Joplin. Missouri Southern will have the ball, facing full court pressure from Northwest. Erin Rice will look to inbound it for the Lions. Gets it in for Stone. She'll be double-teamed immediately. Knocks Stevens to the floor, dribbles around her to the top of the key, to the free throw line, over to the left. Mosley, shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound tip to Marnin. Ahead for Stevens. Stevens across the timeline to the right side on the wing. Bounce pass into Marnin, running the floor. Shot won't go, but Marnin knocked into the standard underneath. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest with 3:34 to go.
Game continues to be very physical. And Marnin now has to jump right up after getting hit pretty hard on, and hopefully can step up and knock down some free throws.
She's 2 of 2 from there tonight. Those attempts coming back in the first half. Dominique Mosley was the one called for the foul. She has 2. First free throw for Marnin, no good. Well, I tell you what, the Cats' free throw shooting after starting off so good in this game has just fallen off completely. 17 of 29 at the free throw line. And the second one is good for Marnin. 9 points in the ball game for her. It's a 52-44 lead. And now running the floor, Mosley goes up with the shot off the glass. And nobody got back defensively. Dominique Mosley takes advantage, hits the shot. Northwest with the basketball, now down by 10. First double-digit lead for either team in this game. Schechinger with it, top of the key, over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline, bumped by Jones as she hits the shot. Tough shot for Nelson. She got it to go. 10 for her. Timeout Northwest. 54-46, Missouri Southern's lead over the Northwest women. 3:13 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Strong second half by Missouri Southern has them up on Northwest Missouri State, 54-46, with 3:13 to play. Northwest women, who forced a ton of turnovers with full court pressure in the first half, haven't had as much success here in the second half in full court pressure here. Inbound pass from Rice goes to Stone. She'll work it ahead to Mosley in the front court. Mosley dribbles down toward the baseline, brings it back out to Stone as Southern will work the clock. Now into the right corner, Rice. Rice brings it up to the wing with the dribble. Out to Jones between the circles. Back over to the right side, Rice. Down to the baseline she goes. Double-teamed into the corner. Sharp puts up a three. In and out, won't go. Rebound for Stone. Stone tries to dribble. Stevens nearly knocked it away. But she gets it up to Mosley. Mosley on the drive, an underhanded layup. Picked up by Monique Stevens. Not a wise shot there by Southern. Cross midcourt comes Stevens. Ahead to Schechinger running the floor. The layup, though, no good. And a rebound for Jones for Missouri Southern.
They've got to finish off the drives like that.
2.5 minutes to go. Northwest Missouri State down by 8. Erin Rice with it on the left side for Missouri Southern. Lob down to Mosley. Mosley double-teamed into Stone. Stone bumped as she misses the shot, but Timber Schechinger will be called for her second foul. And it will send Shatara Stone to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Missouri Southern. Southern won both meetings between the teams last year, trying to get win number one in the two meetings this year, and their first win as well in MIAA play. Free throw by Stone is good. That will extend the lead to 9 for the Lions. Nicole Hartzog back in. Sophomore out of Beaverton, Oregon.
And a second free throw coming up for Shatara Stone. And that one is up and good. So she hit both. Brings the lead back to 10 for Missouri Southern with 2:18 to go. Stevens across midcourt, over to the right wing. Gets it for Nelson. Nelson with one dribble, tried to go to Schechinger. It's off her hand, but picked up by Matthews. Knocked away from her. Rice dives after it. We'll have a held ball here. Northwest will keep possession of it. Monique Stevens also getting a hand on the basketball. So the Cats will inbound in front of their bench on the far side. So the Bearcats, who have really been a second-half team this year, struggling more in the second half than they did in the first half. A really good first half of basketball for the Cats. Left side, Nelson goes on the drive, up with the runner. Off the front of the rim, a foul on the floor before the shot. So a one-and-one opportunity for Ashley Nelson. Shatara Stone picks up her fourth.
I guess some of this tonight as far as Northwest in the second half, I think, might be worn down just a little bit. Missouri Southern really threw everyone off the bench into the game in the first half, and some of that by design and some of that because of foul trouble, but I think it may have worn Northwest down a bit.
Front end of the 1-1, good for Ashley Nelson. She has 11 points. Second one coming up for her as well. And that one is on the way and good. So Nelson hits both, 12 for her, and it's an 8-point game once again. Missouri Southern with the lead in the basketball. Stone fouled as she tries to dribble through a double team, so she'll head to the other end and step to the free throw line for the Lions. Northwest foul against Timber Schechinger is her third. Another thing that Missouri Southern got under control in this second half was their play defensively. They did not commit as many fouls. I think they're playing a little bit just as physical, but a lot more controlled than what they were in the first half. So Stone will step to the line for the 1-1 opportunity. She's 5 of 7 from there tonight, and the front end goes, so she'll get a second chance. 8 points now for the junior from Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Northwest really struggling offensively in the second half as well, missing some shots in the paint, and just really not got anything going on the perimeter either, just 2 of 16 on three-point attempts.
Second free throw by Stone off the front of the rim. A rebound for Schechinger, but her outlet taken away by Mosley, who hits the shot on the right side. Northwest with the ball down by 11, 1:46 to go. Stevens on the right side of the lane goes up with the shot. Can't get it to go, but does draw a foul. So Monique Stevens will go to the free throw line. The foul on Nicole Hartzog will be her third. Two opportunities for Monique Stevens for Northwest. Stevens 2 of 8 at the line in the game. And the first one off the back of the rim. Cats now 20 of 32 at the line. It's after they hit 6 of their first 7 free throws to start the game. And the second one good for Stevens. All three of her points have come at the free throw line, and it's a 10-point lead for Southern. Hartzog with a long pass ahead to Mosley. Pass through the lane, kicked by Marnin. So an inbound now on the baseline left for Missouri Southern with 1:38 to play. Coach Kellogg telling his team to try to foul 53 if she gets the inbound. Rice takes the inbound on the right side, brings it up to the wing. Matthews there defensively. Rice now tries to get it to Mosley, and Mosley, who's the one that's wearing 53, will draw the foul from Maggie Marnin. That will be the fourth on Marnin. Tenth team foul. So two opportunities for Dominique Mosley. Mosley 12 of 20 at the line so far this year. She does, percentage-wise, is the worst free throw shooter for Southern, and her first one just barely gets the front of the rim.
She's put together a pretty solid game tonight, though, coming off the bench.
So a second opportunity coming up for Dominique Mosley. And that one is up and good. So she hit one of the two. That's 9 for Mosley. 60-49, the lead for Missouri Southern. Now down the left side of the lane goes Stevens. Up to Matthews at the free throw line. Gives it for Nelson. Nelson, kick out in the corner. Schechinger takes a three and knocks it down. Timber Schechinger with her first three-pointer of the game. 9 points for her. It's a 60-52 game with 1:14 to play. Northwest taking a timeout here with that 1:14 on the clock. wonder if it might not be too little too late for Northwest. Is knocking down a three like that. Shots haven't really gone down real well in the second half for Northwest. They're still being out-rebounded, and it's just kind of a change tonight. We saw them play well in the first, not so much in the second, whereas it's really been kind of the opposite in most of the games we've seen from the Northwest women.
Yeah, a little bit of a difference there, and just offensively just missing too many shots in the paint sometimes on transition, other times really working around trying to get that shot at the low post area and missing on those, and then not getting things to fall on the perimeter. So I think if one of those two would have been going for them tonight, the other would have been opened up a little bit more. But offensively struggling. The last update we had as far as the stats team-wise in the second half, Northwest was shooting just about 26% from the field. And they really started out the game shooting pretty well from the field. But that has just slowly gone down as this game's progressed on, and just kind of a rough second half overall shooting for Northwest.
1:14 to go, 60-52, the lead for the Missouri Southern women. You see the Bearcat men off in the distance, kind of getting a little bit of the juices flowing here as they'll match up against Missouri Southern coming up here shortly after this one is complete in Joplin. Full court pressure again from the Northwest women. The inbound comes to Stone. She'll work it ahead to Jones across the timeline. Jones tries to dribble away from the defense to work the clock. Out to Rice between the circles. She dribbles to the right wing. Now down into the corner. Inside to Mosley. Out top for Jones. Minutes of play as she backs it out near midcourt. Now Stevens comes out. Commits the foul. And we'll send Sharice Jones to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be the second on Monique Stevens. 58 seconds to play. Jones to the line for the first time in this game, 15 of 19 on the season. And her first one here is good. First point of the night for the freshman out of St. Charles. Ashley Nelson into the lineup for Northwest. And Jones will get a second opportunity. That one is good as well. So she hit both. Makes it a 10-point game once again. To the right side, Meredy Scott takes a three. And it's good for Scott. Scott with 8 points, her first three of the game. Inbound to Stone, cross court for Sharp. Now back to Rice. Rice with it in the backcourt, 47 seconds to go. To Jones, cross the timeline, gets it over to Stone, who will draw the foul from Timber Schechinger. That'll be four on Schechinger.
One thing Missouri Southern's done in the second half, they've been much more patient trying to get the ball down the floor against Northwest full court press.
Stone at the line where she is 6 of 9 so far. 44 seconds to play. 7-point lead for Missouri Southern. That stays that way as the first free throw is missed by Stone. And a second opportunity coming her way. That one is up and good. So she hit one of the two. 9 for Stone. And across midcourt comes Stevens for Northwest. Over to the right wing. Steps back. Takes a three. It's short. Rebound for Jones underneath for Missouri Southern. 33 seconds to play, and Stone will draw another foul as she takes a pass up court. This one will go on Ashley Nelson, and that will be 5 on Nelson. Two opportunities for Shatara Stone once again for the second straight trip down the floor. 7 of her 9 points have come at the free throw line. 32 seconds to go. First free throw for Stone is good. A little body English helped that one over the front of the rim. 10 points for Stone. It's a 64-55 lead for Missouri Southern. Second free throw is up. That one off the front of the rim. Matthews the rebound. Outlet ahead to Stevens. She's across the timeline to the top of the key. Over to the right side for Scott. Guarded by Jones. Spins. Tries to go to the baseline. Cut off. Brings it up on the wing. Now to Denise McEnany. Over to the left side for Stevens. Stevens top of the key. Three blocked away. And a rebound top of the key for Sharp. Sharp gets it to Stone. Long pass down court with 11 seconds to go to Jones. And Jones will bring it up to midcourt. Northwest will let them dribble out the clock. As time runs down, Missouri Southern will take a 64-55 win over the Northwest Missouri State women tonight. For the Northwest women, it is their first loss of the season in the MIAA. They fall to 2-1 in conference play.
8-3 overall for Missouri Southern. It is their first win in MIAA play as they go to 1-1 and 7-3. Again, our final score, 64-55. Missouri Southern winning with the win. We're back with more from Joplin after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Joplin, Missouri Southern women with a win over Northwest Missouri State, 64-55 tonight. And John, really the story was Missouri Southern making some halftime adjustments, coming out and playing much better, especially against the full court pressure from Northwest in the second half.
Just didn't make nearly as many mistakes against that pressure, and one of the things that's made a lot better passes and less dribbling against the full court press, resulted in getting into the front court much easier. And then as they got into the front court, they were a little more composed running their offensive sets, and it resulted in better looks at the bucket, and they just took advantage of that, and they saw a better percentage from the field in the second half, and it really made its mark on the scoreboard.
And another thing that Coach Kellogg has been talking about is the fact that rebounding has been a problem, and I'm sure that's something he's going to continue to talk about after tonight.
They just had six rebounds at the end of the first half. Now picked up a few more in the second half, but still out-rebounded 44-23 for the game, and you just can't get out-rebounded by that margin. And I hope to come up with wins.
In our final score, 64-55, Missouri Southern with a win over the Northwest women. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about celebrating successes at Northwest.
What a neat time of the year. Really celebrating and giving thanks. We talked about giving thanks last week, but at Northwest Missouri State University, John, so many good things to really reflect upon, step back and say thank you. And it's thanks to our students, our faculty, our staff, our community members, not just Maryville and Northwest Missouri, but it's really our alumni association and our alumni network throughout the world that all interplay. And just a couple of recent examples, John. One is, We're rebranding ourselves, looking at our graphic interpretations and looking at ways that we can talk about Northwest and use of Bobby Bearcat, et cetera. And we've had so much input from our community about that, and we're moving ahead in the near term in terms of rebranding. You look at the success of KZLX, our college radio station, and the national awards they've had. You look at the work of Dr. Michael Rogers, computer scientist who has worked with our students to develop iPhone applications, and Jackie Lamer, who has worked with the city, actually, and really trying to look at how to market Mozingo in a different atmosphere. So many good things. I even should mention the American Royal Livestock Show, where, you know, our bull from our ag students received Grand Reserve Champion status. So many positives out there, John.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Joplin, as the Missouri Southern women come up with a 64-55 win over the Northwest women tonight, it is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, we really didn't have anybody that fully stood out like some nights that we see. But for Northwest, the leading scorer tonight ends up being Ashley Nelson with 12 points.
Yeah, she ends up with 12 points, knocked down a couple threes at the end of the game, was 4-5 at the free throw line on a night when a lot of players really struggled at the free throw line. Also had an assist to go along with those numbers, so Ashley Nelson, our Extra Effort Award winner for tonight's game.
And on the other side, a double-double for Missouri Southern, and Shatara Stone scored 8 of her 10 points at the free throw line, but also pulled down 10 rebounds. Three different players with 10 points each, 13 from T. Singleton. Led the way, Singleton 5 of 5 from the field for Missouri Southern, including 1 3-pointer. But again, the final score, 64-55, Southern with the win over the Northwest women. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out. All game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome back to the Leggett & Platt Center on the Missouri Southern campus in Joplin. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. It's game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men come in with a 9-2 overall record. They're 2-0 in the MIAA. Missouri Southern comes in at 6-3 and 1-0 in the conference play. Matt, this Missouri Southern team hasn't really played essentially since December 8th when they had a win over Truman State in MIAA play. They had an exhibition last Friday with Living the Dream, but really not the same type of intensity you can get during gameplay. Northwest, on the other hand, had a couple games out in Hawaii since the end of conference play in December, and then a non-conference win on Saturday over Central Methodist. So hopefully the fact that Northwest had a few more turnovers could play a role in today's matchup.
Yeah, you look at that exhibition for Missouri Southern, they actually had several former Southern players that are a part of that team. So even though you'd think that'd be pretty good competition, you know, it's a little maybe more lighthearted because of that than what you would see. But, you know, it's just like maybe playing an NAIA team or something like that in that stretch. You just want out there trying to get on a game floor, seeing some sort of an opponent before you get back into MIAA play. But similar situations with the two teams, not a lot of games since early December, so we'll see who comes out. It's a mental thing. You know both of them can play basketball. Who comes out ready to go mentally tonight?
Both teams going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Merritt.